participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio.
Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Well, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation.
I initially thought that maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. Can I ask you to listen? Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
The two skanks on the radio.
Did you say the two skanks?
Yes, and we need to speak to the idiot on the telephone.
Right.
All right. Great minds are meeting now.
All right, now it's a meeting between the two skanks and the idiot.
Okay, the two fat skanks.
And the bald idiot.
Okay. All right.
Listen, dumbass, you're talking to us.
Really?
Yeah, so you can stop breathing through your nose into the microphone.
Oh.
I know when a guy calls to give us a hard time, but it's a guy who's not even bright enough to figure out he's on the radio.
No, I knew it was.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Of course you didn't.
He's such a dumbass.
I know.
Boy, and when you stop the breathing, why are you breathing so hard?
I'm not aware I'm breathing hard.
What on earth are you calling us for?
Just to say that you're fat skanks.
That is the only reason you called?
Yeah.
And right. You wasted our time because you couldn't figure out that you were on the air. Then you're heavy breathing for whatever reason into the phone. Perhaps you're excited to finally get through.
No, I think it's a cheap phone. It's a $10 phone.
That doesn't have anything to do with your breathing patterns. Do you have cheap breathing patterns?
And it doesn't sound like you're breathing through your nose. It sounds to me like you're a grade A mouth breather.
Okay.
You know, the insult would perhaps be felt a little more if you were at least half of a human being.
Well, I'm not that. I'm not vicious. I just wanted to call you skanks.
You're not vicious.
Just wanted to call you.
You're not vicious, and you're a bad caller.
Okay.
And you don't care about that.
Well, I don't have much to say.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
So why did you call, you stupid idiot?
Well, I just got home from my therapy appointment. I thought I'd call and...
Now we're getting somewhere.
That's good. Yeah. Now we'll get a little more of a portrait of the idiot caller.
What kind of therapy?
A psychotherapy.
And why are you in psychotherapy, if we may be so bold to ask?
Well, you may be so bold. I have a mental illness.
You have what?
Mental illness.
Mike, he has mel illness.
Mel illness?
He thinks he's Mel Karmazin.
Would that be mental illness?
Yeah, that'll be mental illness.
What specific type of mental illness have you been diagnosed with?
Well, diagnosed with or have?
Well, normally if you're diagnosed with something, you also have it.
Well, I have it. I have a disease called schizophrenia.
Oh, dear.
I heard Mr. Liddy pronounce that schizophrenia.
Really?
Or is it schizophrenia?
No, it's schizophrenia.
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 Yeah.
So you're a schizo.
Not schizo, schizophrenic.
So what do you have, the day off today from the Reston Town Center movie theater or what?
I actually don't know what that means. Is that a put down?
Are you taking any medication for your problem?
Sure.
You know, I love this. We got a guy that's not afraid to tell us he's a mental patient, right. But this guy called us to call us skanks. Mm-hmm. Please.
I don't see that as a problem.
Did your therapist tell you that it's healthy for you to call this program?
No, actually, I don't talk about you guys in therapy.
Maybe
on the subject.
Maybe you should start talking about us.
What did you talk about today with your therapist?
Talked about, let me see, I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh my God.
No, come on, please, you're not getting married.
Getting married tomorrow. And I'm going to the Virgin Islands.
You're probably schizophrenic because you're getting married on a Thursday. That's probably contributing to your mental illness, you know, because nobody's going to show up because they all think it's supposed to be on the weekend when normal people get married.
And who's the lucky lady?
That would be Memorial Day, and they're not open, buddy.
Mike, that would be Memorial Day, buddy.
Hey, they're not open, buddy. What's not open? The gas station where you're getting married?
No, the room that fits four people at the courthouse.
This guy has mental illness, and it would be Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, and he has mental illness.
So obviously you're not having a big ceremony then.
No, it's not big.
And who's the lucky lady?
Wouldn't you would know who she is if I told you?
Yeah, tell me her name.
Okay, Allison.
Allison, what's her last name?
I'm not saying that.
Really? Because we've all had sex recently with a girl named Allison.
Oh.
What's your first name?
That's Rich.
What?
What?
I say that's Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, I don't keep breathing hard in the phone.
Rich. I
think he said that's Rich. I don't think he said his name is Rich.
Is your name Rich?
Not today.
Do you also suffer from multiple personality disorder?
No.
The girl we're talking about, let me just make sure it's the same girl. The girl I'm talking about, her name is Allison T. Whore. Is that your girl, Allison T. Whore?
So you watch The Simpsons a lot?
I don't know if Allison does.
Huh?
What does The Simpsons have to do with Allison T. Whore?
That's a common bit that Bart Simpson does.
I've never heard.
9 years. And he just did it.
I've never heard Bart Simpson call Moe's Bar and ask for Allison T. Whore.
No.
Never.
No, it doesn't have to be exact, does it? It has to be the form of the bit is still the same.
Man, oh man, you are, I tell you, you're hitting all your balls. You know, you're
like
hitting all your balls out of bounds, and I tell you, you're spending a long time looking for them, too.
Yeah. Well, I hate you guys, and I like you guys at the same time.
Well, we hate you. I mean, there's no debating that. We frankly hate you.
Really offer nothing.
You're just a giant speed bump in our career.
Can you call me a skank just to make a good call?
No.
No. No.
Will you promise us not to have children?
You know what? I can't. My sperm has three heads and eight tails by now.
Oh, my
God. That's a schizo thing to say.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right.
Sort of reassuring.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, Buzz.
Yeah, hey Buzz.
Yeah, he's
watching
funny.
Buzz.
Hey.
Right. Yeah, you're funny, Buzz.
I just think it's very fortuitous that the county jail is right next to the county courthouse.
Yeah.
You know, maybe also the county psychiatric evaluation facility.
It's probably right next to your next venue for your Las Vegas show. Right next to the jail.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll see you there.
Okay.
Will you do me one favor?
Yeah.
Will you bring us up at your next psychotherapy session? If your therapist told you never to call this show again, would you listen to him?
You know what? I think I would call the same amount I've been calling lately, about once a week.
Oh, you call us once a week? How come you've never gotten through?
I have gotten through twice.
Don't we have a rule that all mental patients or all people with mental disabilities go right to the top of the stack?
That gets answered or that gets rejected?
No, those people get put through immediately.
Well, they should.
Anyone with a mental disorder gets put right to the top of the stack.
Well, listen, Americans.
Bring us up in your next therapy session. Let us know what the therapist says.
I love you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right.
I mean it.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
There he is. Children of Thalidomide.
He loves you.
My God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Help us all.
I do believe that guy was in therapy.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that he was like a guy pretending to be goofy.
No, I think he came up on the short end of the stick.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes?
Mike?
Yeah.
Morris Jones.
Hey, Morris, what's happening, you alien head?
How many beers you guys drinking one day?
How many you drink since you got fired from the 10 o'clock news?
I've been drinking about 16 or 17. Billionaire. I love it. I just wanted to know.
Yes, Morris.
You guys know Dave Bussey?
Dave Pussy?
Dave Bussey.
Dave Pussy?
Dave Pussy.
Dave Busey?
Dave Busey.
No, don't know him there, Morris.
He's a great guy.
This is a famous TV anchor man that's calling us right now, everybody.
Morris Jones. You got to get me on. I'll do an in-show for you or something like that.
A little down on his luck since he got canned from doing the regular 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, this weekend I'm opening a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Thank you, Morris.
A little down on his luck. Perhaps, you know, never listen to the career managers that told him to change his name from Morris.
Hello, and what about the people that told him to wear his hair like that on TV?
That's right. Wear hair like you're in a, you know, a Star Trek movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bobby Sparkles, please.
Bobby Sparkles, he's here. What do you want with Bobby Sparkles?
It's none of your business.
Oh! Bobby. I say to the guy, what do you want with Bobby Sparkles? He's none of my effing business.
My goodness, that's two little shockers for us today.
Counting that, Morris Jones has three mental patients in a row that have called us. Hello?
Donnie Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
Buddy.
Hi.
You guys were talking about some bueno arbusto, or I should say mucho arbusto.
Yeah, that tennis player. Man, she got a hygiene problem.
Yeah. Hey, I pulled up some pictures on the net of amateur Demi Moore. She has got mucho arbusto. Girl has got a serious problem down in her place.
Now, what do you mean? Is this a girl that thinks she looks like Demi Moore?
Oh, no, this is an actual Demi Moore. You know, you go to celeb.com or some trash like that.
She's got the problem, but you're the one that's surfing the net at, you know, the middle of the afternoon.
I don't think that's really Demi Moore's bird's nest that you're taking a look at.
It's probably...
Can I attach these to your webpage so you guys can take a look at them?
We don't have a webpage.
The DonAndMikeShow.com?
That's not our webpage.
Sir, go...
Webpage.
Go out in the sun.
Yeah, I'm out in the sun. That's why we're having this conversation.
No, you should actually get more air.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, there are a bunch of web pages that are devoted to our show, and this would be a good opportunity to say that none of them are official.
That's right. We are not really aligned with any of them.
Right. Because they're all full of nuts, man.
We know that some of them exist, but we really have nothing to do with any of them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. I just want to say to all the speed bumps and old Mel Ellis over there.
Yeah.
Quit slowing the show down. You call him up just to say, hi, great, I'm calling up to hear some entertainment, so stop it already.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. If you don't get that guy was entertainment, then you don't get the show, man. I mean, we could have hung up on that guy after the first 5 seconds.
Sometimes it's recreational to talk to guys
like
that. You
should have exploited him way more then.
How do we exploit the guy more than telling him he's retarded, finding out that he's going to therapy?
I don't know. Hey, if he's listening, I'll exploit him. Hey. Yeah, I got your mom over here down on her knees.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's got an agenda.
My goodness. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
See, yours or mine?
This is my guy.
Don and Mike.
He's one of your guys that I like, though.
He's talented.
Don and Mike.
He's no Peter Pan. Excuse me, Captain Hook.
Please do not make that mistake again. He looked like he had an accomplice on that one. Or he was able to throw his own voice.
A talented youngster. He's my prodigy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I want to speak to Buzz.
Who's calling, please?
This is Alfred E. Newman.
I don't believe
it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Every idiot with a telephone is calling us right now.
That's right.
This is another one of those times that our show is like the show no pest strip.
I would like to point out that it is only Wednesday, the Wednesday before a holiday weekend, but as we
already started.
It started already.
Started already.
Probably this year going to be worse than ever.
Big holiday weekend coming up.
Here, here.
People already blowing off steam. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering if you had ever been to Midgetville.
Midgetville.
In Vienna?
No, I'll tell you, though. Lisa, who's our phone answerer, was telling me about Midgetville yesterday.
Yeah, I called, and I was talking to her about it. I was trying to get on, but you're talking to, what's his name, at the beach.
What is Midgetville?
It's a place where a bunch of midgets live. It's the funniest thing in the world. Their houses are, like, puny.
Now, if it's a place where, do they have a name of it called Midgetville?
No, Lisa told me that she's been there, and
really?
It's a place like, well, the proper name that we know from Scott the Dwarf is
Little People,
but they call it Midgetville, and Lisa said that all the houses are like 3 feet high.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing. My friends and I went there, and we parked, like, at a school that's close to it, and we walked down, and one of my friends stayed in the car, and we were hiding in the woods looking at a midget taking out the garbage. and a midget drove up.
Hey, Lisa, come here. I bet Lisa can tell us more about this place.
Because it's a real place.
Is it open to the public?
So you can... No. That's why we were hiding in the woods.
It's like a residential community.
Yeah.
I bet its name isn't Midgetville. I bet they just that's the name of the people around it, Midgetville.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that this place actually exists.
It's craziness. But a midget drove up, and one of my friends thought it was my other friend, so I started walking out. And the midget started yelling at us, and she's like, all my friends started trying to hide their faces.
Hold on. You've been to this Midgetville, right?
Yes, I have. It's really cool, actually. I have to admit, I have to agree with them. It's really, really neat. I went there about 5 years ago. I used to go there a couple times because I'm from that area.
Wait, you go there? Is this like an attraction? Or?
It's not an attraction, but people that are from that Falls Church in Vienna and Tyson's know about the area.
Midgetville.
And it's really hard to find.
They have a sign up over the town?
No, they don't have a sign, but it's really hard to find. And I tried to recently take my boyfriend like a year ago, and I couldn't find it. And he gave me directions again to
this guy on the phone did?
Yes. So I'm going to go to it probably this weekend. It's amazing that you not believe the size of these itty-bitty houses and the itty-bitty windows, and the doorknobs are like on the ground. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, and it's way back in... like an area that you would never, you know, you have to like kind of wind your way back there. And
but it's like a private, it's a private community for dwarves to live in.
Right, exactly. And it's a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of the houses, but I never got to see a midget. But it's pretty cool.
And do the little people welcome people coming by?
I don't think, from what I heard, that they sometimes have police watch now because there are so many people in the area coming by there. And
they have little police or full-size police?
Little police.
Little police guards.
Jesus.
I've never heard of that.
It's really neat. You should check it out sometime.
I wonder if Scotty knows about it.
Yeah, maybe Scott will call him. You know, Scott never... called in. We were going to put his band on the show, remember?
That's right. And he vanished.
He was here on St. Patrick's Day.
What happened to him?
Scott the Argumentative Dwarf, and then he like dropped off the face of the earth. We never heard from him.
Find out if he knows anything about Midgetville.
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
It's right next to the Keebler factory.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Hi there. Yes, I went to Midgetville in 1983 upon graduating from high school.
You think you went there as like, was this a rite of passage?
Well, I guess it was. Yeah, we just performed our senior prank at Madison High School, and so people just went to Midgetville and actually got caught by the midgets as they were driving out in their car. As a matter of fact, the car was adapted for the midgets.
Oh, wait a minute. So the whole thing... So
how could we have lived here for 15 years and never heard of Midgetville?
People sneak up on it, obviously. You don't. So you're not welcome there. You have to, like, hide in the bushes?
Well, actually, we drove up. We had a convertible. It was group of friends, maybe there were like four of us in the car, and we drove up and we're kind of parking, and the houses, just as the other guy was saying, they're actually smaller houses with little smaller doors and smaller windows.
And if they see people that are just gawking, they don't like people there, right?
Go away!
No, not really. It was actually at nighttime, and
Jesus.
What was like the big car everybody had, like back in 1983, the cool car, a Camaro or something like that?
Uh-huh.
It was actually adapted for the short people.
And what did they do? And what did they do when you ran into them?
They actually said, just remembering this light, big floodlight started blinking, and it's like a little horn sounded.
All people are here.
And what actually said,
time for midgets to assemble.
They ran in their car and said,
warning, there are big people here. Oh, midgets, right. Lock the doors.
Yes, they said the cops were on their way, so.
But I bet that's true, too. Because if this place really exists, these people have probably dealt with this for a long time.
That's all we're getting now is calls about Midgetville. All right, here's a guy, Johnny, who says he knows someone who lives in Midgetville.
Okay.
Johnny, you know someone who lives there?
Yeah, I used to go to school with this kid, and he lived in there. He actually called it the Little People Commune.
Hold on, Rob.
The Little People Commune.
Rob is cracking himself up now, right now. Rob has just written a little joke that all the people in Midgetville, the reason they kick everybody out is they have short tempers.
but honestly...
Got you, Rob. Not on my show.
Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Talked about Midgetville?
Yes.
We were in high school. Kids used to go by there and egg the houses.
Oh, that sucks.
No, that's sick.
Nice. So it's not like a tourist attraction. This is where dwarfs live.
Yeah.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yes. Robbie?
Yes. Yes, hi.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm very. Can you hurry up, please? I'm very busy.
I'm going to put your disc in there if you don't.
Bobby, are you having some sort of tenant problem?
You can handle that one, Mike.
That guy said some very nasty things to Ross Bielak about paying his rent.
My goodness.
Okay, well. Let's do a break, okay?
Yes, let's get all this ugginess off.
Then we'll be right back. Hello, Don and Mike
show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Buddy.
Buzz, buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, I remember a story that you told a while back about you and a midget.
That's Ooh. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to hear a little bit more about it. I guess some people haven't heard this story. I don't think you've told it in quite some time, so I thought maybe you reminisce with us.
Oh, it's one of my favorite stories to tell.
I think it's a charming story, and it shows, in my opinion, just how open-minded you are.
This was, as Buzz likes to say,
yes.
a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
In a land far, far away.
In a land known as Detroit.
That's right.
Before I was married, I was working at a station called WDRQ. And I was living with another disc jockey, Big Jim Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this midget girl. She was a groupie. She called the station
right.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she always wanted to have sex with the disc jockeys. And everybody was always repulsed by her.
And you volunteered.
Well, I was leaving. I got a job at another station.
Right.
And at the time of the townhouse I was living in with Big Jim Ryan, half the apartment was empty because mm-hmm. my furniture had already been moved out for my next gig. So they were having a going away party for me, and they put up some money. Said, how about you have sex with this listener?
Right.
And Big Jim Ryan and the morning guy, Bill Bailey,
yeah.
they both came over to the townhouse, and they hid in a closet.
Right.
And they watched.
Wow. That's sick. You know, I always forget that part of the story. I always forget the part that some guys in there watching you have sex.
Yeah, and I got like $100.
And didn't you say it was a good experience?
Yeah, it was real good.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
She was a midget and everything.
Right.
You know, a dwarf, excuse me. She was right. a dwarf.
Little person.
Yeah, but fully functional.
Right.
You know.
And you didn't mind the experience.
And she didn't have the meal?
It what?
And she didn't have the meal?
No, she had regular-sized genitals and stuff.
Oh, okay.
As I recall.
I mean, for you.
It was yeah. a long... Yeah. No, there was no... no, there was... It was just straight sex.
Oh, okay.
As I recall, she was on top of me.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, like 1979.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. I never should have told that story.
She had a pretty face?
No. Not the prettiest face,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, all right.
Not the prettiest face.
The oogie part of that story is the guy's hiding in the closet.
Well, that was the only way that they right. could verify that I actually did it. It wasn't enough.
Did you hear them giggling at all when you were doing
no.
that?
No, oh, I didn't hear a sound.
Really?
Didn't hear a sound.
So maybe they were getting into watching it.
And it was done, and then she left and got in her car. And they came out of the closet and they gave me my money. And they said, this is the best going away party ever.
There you go. And you were on your way, never to return.
On my way. And I didn't wear a rubber.
Oh, God.
It was 20 years ago. Who wore rubber 20 years ago?
So somewhere there could be a small version of you.
Maybe, Buzz.
Amazing.
Maybe.
You never
yeah,
know.
You're trying to pile on now. Buzz is trying to get some revenge for the swapping stuff.
Well, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, but, you know, if you ask me which is worse, yeah. I'd still say it's worse that you swap, because I was a single successful guy who could have made it with a number of groupies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just chose to do it with a...
when there was cash involved.
Yeah.
Right.
With a groupie that looked like the little guy in the Island of Dr. Moreau. The
guy was watching.
Yeah, with Bill Bailey and Jim Ryan watching.
Wow, in the closet. I'm surprised you didn't hear a...
No, and as a matter of fact, quite a few years later, like 10 years later, I was at a DJ convention. This guy, Bill Bailey,
mm-hmm.
came up to me and said,
you got one of these voices,
right?
Hey, how was that night with a midget, huh?
10 years later, guys still remembered it.
Well, who could forget an experience like that?
I guess not.
That would be way up there.
I guess not. Hello. But I'm not proud of that. I don't tell that story out of pride.
Are you not proud for what reasons? I'm curious to know what reasons are for what reasons
well,
be
but,
you not proud?
Well, because I had sex with a listener for cash
right.
and I let two disc jockeys hide in the closet and watch me. Where do you want me to begin?
I just was wondering.
She was a midget.
Pretty much the whole thing. Huh?
Where do you want me to start on that? Okay. Hello.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
You know, I've got this problem, man. Like 15 times a day, man.
You've called before.
He has.
No,
you've called before, and it's always with this same little theme.
About what? No.
Yes, man. Yeah, because no, you always say, man, I remember
Where are you calling from?
Man, I've never called you before.
Yes, you have.
What city are you calling from?
Reno, Nevada.
Oh, all right.
You always call.
I'm going to go to Scott the Dwarf. Here he is now on line number 6. Hey, stranger.
Hello? How many effing times you guys have to say the word midget to piss me off enough to call?
Oh, okay,
oh,
so that's
sorry.
Right. You hate midget. We're sorry for
sorry.
Saying midget.
What the hell?
Sorry, Scott.
All right, I understand.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, I can tell you that. I guess you owe me that for not stopping by yet.
Yeah, I thought you were going to bring by your dwarfing band, man.
I was, but I have a legitimate excuse.
What?
And I'm still going to. My wife is going to be having a baby in about a week and a half. And I've been in and out. I've been in and out of the doctors and hospitals and all that.
Everything going okay? Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's real cool.
Good.
Everything is real cool. And but my band kind of like moved away and stuff like that.
So it's tough. So has it been pissing you off hearing all this Midgetville talk?
Dude, it's been, yes, it's been pissing
me off. Well, let's go. I mean, give us the other side. Tell us, turnabout is
first
place.
Have you ever heard of this community that is referred to as Midgetville?
I can honestly say I've never heard of that community.
Wow. Really?
And I am a dwarf.
And this isn't one, there's no chance, right, that this is one of those urban legends, is it?
No, Mike. Lisa told me that during the break, we must have taken 50 calls
of people that have been there.
From guys that say they've been there. They wanted to tell us where it is. People think we should go do a remote broadcast there.
Scott, no pun intended. It's a pretty small community, though, isn't it, around here in Washington? I mean, but you do, like, have that community, and you bump into these people once.
I mean,
wait a minute. I can't say anything right.
But you've never heard of this community.
No. I mean, I believe it, but I live right around the Vienna area, and I have not been there.
Have you ever heard of an area where a bunch of dwarfs would live, where you would have small-sized houses and small-sized fences and everything?
No.
You haven't.
There was a joke about it one time where they used to have, like, the government put an area where little people could live and they can stay for free, and it was called Stay Free Mini Pad, but that's the only one I know.
Hey, what would you do if you were, like, living in a place like that and people were just coming by in convertibles to look at your house?
If they were little, I'd probably screw every one of them. I wouldn't care.
I'd screw every one of them.
Scott, the argumentative dwarf.
Yeah, okay, but lay low on the M word, Ben.
You hate that word, right?
Sorry about
that.
Dude,
I hate that.
Okay, sorry.
I hate it.
All right, we apologize.
All right.
We apologize, Ben.
I swear, as soon as my baby's coming in a week and a half, and when this is all in the clear, I will be down there and we will play.
Beautiful. You know, if nothing else, the M word brought you back to us.
That's right.
Yeah, anytime you want me, just say the M word a few times and I will be there.
What's the proper vernacular here? Is it little people?
Dwarf or little person?
Dwarf or little person.
All right, then we will, pain in the ass.
We will use the D word in the future, and we will drop the M word.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Love you guys.
Bye
bye.
Yes.
I love you.
Hey, love you, Scott.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. Scott, the argumentative dwarf, doesn't like the M word.
Right.
Doesn't like it at all. He said that to us early on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've known that.
Mm-hmm. We forgot.
We were just being shocking by saying the M word.
That's, of course, we were. And hey, that's, the name, the politically insensitive name of the town that everyone visits.
Mville.
Not given by the little people themselves.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Little Fairfax trivia for you. That was set up by Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
What?
I kid you not.
Robert, you're shaking your head like
you don't believe it.
You don't buy it for a second?
You're saying that Mville was set up by the circus?
It's not Mville. It's like little bungalows, and it was set up because Ringling Brothers...
The circus people all retired to Florida. We've called down there before.
Sarasota, specifically.
They used to have an office
in Tyson's. Do you know that there is a Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey office at Tyson's Corner?
Yes.
By the Fedora Cafe?
Yeah.
No, it's in Tyson's Corner. It's right off Route 7.
Right.
Really, right up on the main drag next to the Fedora Cafe?
Yeah, it's behind there. It's back by the big building that's like two-way glass.
Yeah. So this might have been set up by the circus people?
It was years ago before they were based in Florida.
Okay.
Really?
All right, thank you.
Hey, man, no problem. I love you guys. You guys are great.
And it's called Little Bungalows.
They're not like little dollhouses. They're just kind of like bungalows, but if you actually saw them, it's...
Are you going nuts, Rob, that you didn't know about this?
No, I still don't believe
Robbie,
go out on Route 7.
Well, I know the office is there, but I don't believe that they would set up. I don't think historically the circus cares for their employees.
Do you believe that this place might exist? Or
I think it exists, but I don't think it was set up by the circus. Because I think the circus kills them when they're done.
Hello. Stop it, Robbie. Bobby Sparkles, everybody.
God.
You're going to piss Scott off, Rob.
He's going to be... Scott's going to call back
no,
now.
No, no.
Scott is going to call back.
Rob Spiewak, the M hater.
God knows that I kid because I love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing just great, thank you.
Hey, this is Bob in Sacramento, the guy that's got your booger.
All right. I sent this guy one of my boogers in the mail.
The one with a little blood on it, right?
Right. Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's my booger doing?
It's fine. It's right there on my desk in the... In
oh,
the
God. Don't put
envelope.
It in the desk. Put it in an ice tray. Keep it frozen.
No, it should be like in one of those things that you put a signed baseball in, like in one of those holders.
But if he keeps it in the freezer, he might be able to extract some of your DNA from it and make a little you someday.
I want to kill cut some woman's head off like OJ and then put my DNA there.
Yeah, absolutely. Inject it.
Hey, what? Hold on. What,
they were
Bob?
Owned by Ringling Brothers.
What, Bob?
I used to skate fights always on Holiday on Ice. Excuse me. And they were owned by Ringling Brothers, and Ringling did have an office in D.C.
Now, we know that Ringling Brothers has an office here. It's right off Route 7. We know exactly where it is.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it, then. I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to be a helper.
All right. Well, just enjoy the booger I sent you. I sent you a fantastic collectible. Just enjoy that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
I think he was choking on that booger when he called us.
A real fan would eat that booger.
That's right. You know, he really should if he really cared.
Yeah, if you really love the show, you would eat my booger.
And it's in his desk. But don't eat it until you call.
Hello.
Hi, I was calling about Emville.
What about it? Last call, sir.
Okay, what it was, you would, it used to be when they were building houses back there, you'd see them all back picking up bottles and stuff when the construction workers would throw the bottles of soda and stuff around.
Okay.
It's really kind of surreal when you see them all walking around.
Everybody's got a story about Emville.
See them all.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138, What the hell's going on here? Geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuckles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the Knowledgeum. I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such automated information kiosks as Welcome to Springfield Airport. And where's Nordstrom?
I smell a museum.
Yeah, good things don't end with eum. They end with mania or teary.
They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
Don, the DVD, there was a time of that crap back in 1970.
Radio God.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say, from now on, when Stossel's on, I'm tuning out. You know, he grilled that movie, The Mummy.
Yeah.
I went to see it this weekend. It's not a bad flick.
On a movie made like $40 million this weekend.
It's not that bad a movie.
Well, he liked Election, and I saw that, and that was a great movie, too. I love that movie.
Well, the thing with Stossel, he kept saying, well, you know, Brendan Fraser, if you thought of every actor in a previous role, you'd never like any movie.
Listen, I think that you can trust Charlie Stossel for a review if it's a romantic comedy or if it's like a light intellectual type movie. But if you're talking about a testosterone-driven film,
right?
You know, you're barking up the wrong tree to listen to Charlie Stossel. You should probably go on the opposite.
Right, because he's gay.
No, he's not gay.
I'm going to defend Charlie Sussman.
He's not gay.
This is one of those rare moments where he liked a movie, this movie with Matthew Broderick. I went to see it Saturday night. That's the best movie I have seen in about 3 or 4 months. The best movie I've seen since Something About Mary.
But, Mike, that falls under the category of, yes, like, intellectual...
Pseudo, yeah. Pseudo-intellectual. Yeah, right. Yeah, those movies that he kind of has an idea about.
Right.
It's the action shoot-em-ups that he's...
He's got no idea.
Right.
I mean, if it's Picture Perfect with Jennifer Aniston, or if it's The Truth About Cats and Dogs with Uma Thurman, he's there. You can trust his reviews. But if it's a movie like Soldier with Kurt Russell...
Right.
Don't trust him.
Yeah, not listening to Doll Boy anymore.
All right, thank you,
thanks,
sir.
Guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's a guy's got his agenda, right?
Angry consumer.
You just got to know where you can trust Charlie Stoss. I think he's a valuable part of the show.
Have you figured it out? Because I really, you know, in fairness to the caller, I haven't figured it out. I don't know. You know, when I go to see a movie, it's because I think I like the trailer now. Because I've been burned by Charlie Stoss a few times. But he gave the Matthew Broderick movie pretty close to a rave, right?
Yeah, because, like I said, those are the categories. If it's a movie that's like almost categorized as maybe an arts film that will not be loved by the general public, like a Rushmore or that movie Election, he can call that.
Yeah.
He can call it. If it's My Best Friend's Wedding.
No, because he recommended Rushmore, and I hated Rushmore. I walked out of Rushmore, and I think, and that, you know, Pleasantville, I'm going to give you that. Some people like that, some people don't.
I like that.
And I know you like that, but I'll tell you, Rushmore, I hated it.
Everybody has an off
Contact,
day.
I hated it.
But Contact, again, go.
Was that really like an action-adventure movie?
No. And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's not an action-adventure movie. Contact was more of a woman's movie than it was anything else. A story about Jodie Foster's struggle to be heard as an up-and-coming professor, and it had that stupid geek, Matthew McConaughey.
He loves Jodie Foster.
Hello, Ellie. Hello.
Ellie. Again, that would fall under the, to a very broad stroke, chick flick.
Yeah, but he's not always right about chick flicks, though.
But he loves them all.
Oh, now I figured it out. So the thing is, he loves them all, and just rest assured that he's going to love every chick flick, and you still have to make your own decision. And he's wrong about every action-adventure movie.
Oh, he's absolutely wrong. As a matter of fact, that's where you can go with if he hates it.
You go see it.
It's a stone-cold smash.
Okay, and as far as action-adventure, if he hates it, go see it. As far as chick flicks, even if he likes it or
hates
it,
your own.
You got to figure it out on your own. So... you never can listen to him.
And if there's ever an action movie that he likes...
Right.
Somebody tell me about that. If there's ever been an action-adventure movie that Charlie Stoss has come on this show and said, hey, it's great, 4 stars...
Right now he's like, he's sitting at his desk with the radio. Oh, F you!
And you know, you can't count a movie like Star Wars because it's got all those gay creatures in it. You know what I mean? It's got like all those Wookiees or Noogies, whatever you call them, the computer-generated things.
I saw a movie on cable over the weekend that Rob recommended to me, and I thought of Charlie Stossel when I saw the movie Waiting for Guffman. And that's just for everybody that's seen that movie with Christopher Guest in the role. He's the primary character in there that plays a theatrical director. And it's just for whatever reason, you know, if you see it on cable and you turn it on, when you see Christopher Guest, maybe you'll think of Charlie Stossel.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Super.
And we ran into the movie Soldier this weekend with Kurt Russell. Kicks ass.
Soldier, that's the pay-per-view one, right?
Good movie. Good. It's like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It's excellent. All he does is he's just trying to kill people.
I think Kurt Russell is a very good action-adventure guy. I think he's better than a lot of the guys that are more popular.
He's got like 5 lines of dialogue in this movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger could have been the star of this movie because basically this guy, Soldier, is like, he's not a robot like the Terminator, but... intellectually, all he's been told to do his whole life, he's been bred to kill.
Has he got an eye patch like he had in one of those other movies?
No, but he does gouge out this guy's eyeball.
Yee!
This big Japanese guy who he's fighting with. The guy bites his hand, and he just reaches in and pulls out the guy's eye.
Ah!
It's fantastic. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I love your show. You're the greatest.
Thank you.
Real quick question, I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
Oh, come on, don't say that. Don't say that. We hate it when people say that. Don't say that, then I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
You know what happened to Lewis on Friday?
Yeah, he got in some trouble.
But we didn't find, we don't get any?
Frankly, we had a conversation with Lewis today. It sounds to me like he's being railroaded here. But
I don't know what the details are, but it just sounds like things were a little excessive for old Lewis, and I don't understand exactly why.
We don't have all the details. All that we know is that when we started the show on Friday, these guys, not police officers, they work like for the Liquor Control Board, these guys came down and put him in handcuffs and put him in the back of a car and took him off to jail.
So Lewis went through that, and you know, he came back before the end of the show, actually, on Friday. So everything's fine, and you know, we'll let you know how everything turns out.
Right. Okay. Frankly, we don't know a lot of the details.
Love your show, Radio God. Thanks,
right.
Sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye bye.
Has something to do with that Las Vegas style show we did, though.
Yes, it does.
Damn, those shows are good.
You know, I just want to say one thing. It's the way that Lewis was, you know, and I'm not the biggest Lewis fan in the world.
Shocker.
The way Lewis was handled, I mean, you would have thought that he, like, killed somebody or something like that. It was just
right.
A little silly.
It
sounded like a story from another country, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we totally don't understand. It sounded like he could have been from China or something.
Right. Right.
Oh, and listen, about the Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first off, I don't buy this crap with them.
Put your red, white, and blue hat on.
No, no, no. I want to tell you, I'm thinking about this all weekend.
Yes.
I don't buy this crap that they're protesting, okay? They're bussing in these protesters.
In China?
To come and protest about this.
You bet they are.
Right? And frankly, the last time that they had a protest in China, it was that little thing called Tiananmen Square where
exactly.
They just started killing people.
No, no, everything you see is completely sanctioned by the Chinese government.
Right. I just want to say, once and for all, F China.
Yeah.
You know? They don't even make good stuff there.
No.
Whenever I get something that says made in China, I know it's a piece of crap. And frankly, you know, why are we apologizing? Why are we apologizing? 3 dead chinks in the big picture means nothing. It means zero. You know what that is, Mike? Collateral damage. That's what that is. Maybe you could have sent us the new map to tell us where your embassy is.
Well, I think that those demonstrations that you see where they're getting almost, you know, over the fence there, you'll notice that the police don't really do anything when they're throwing those Molotov cocktails. That's because in China, the way I understand it, if they don't want you to protest, you're not going to protest.
Right, like Tiananmen Square.
So they're going to let it go as far as they want.
And really, I read that they're seriously bussing in these protesters,
mm-hmm.
trying to get people all worked up about
it. Staged.
Oh, please. That's such a pisser.
It's amazing. It really is.
Such a pisser. And frankly, I don't want us apologizing anymore.
You know what I hate about it?
Listen, we said we're sorry. That's it. Let's move on to the war.
What I hate about it really is that it does take away from, you know, from everything else. And, you know, the reason we're over there and all that. And it's just, it sucks. It sucks that it happened because they're able to seize this as a PR thing, and Milosevic is able to do that, and just that's the big drag of the whole thing. And now, you know, now there's not a focus on what he's been doing that led up to that, you know, which is the real problem that
right.
people should be focusing on.
Listen, all you Chinese people, TS, okay? Deal with it. Now, you know what I mean. Tough S word.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, you guys rock the Casbar.
Right on.
Look, man, first off, you're right, F the Chinese. This thing about George Lucas, how you guys keep going off on him about being like a control freak.
Oh, and he is. Please, total control freak. And I'm so glad to read in the newspaper today that, again, all these screenings they're having, people say the movie sucks.
Yeah, right. People say that it's not really character-driven in any way, and it's just a bunch of lousy special effects.
Bad
reviews in Newsweek, the New York Daily News, and another publication. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, but look, man, think about it. He has to be a control freak because, I mean, if you didn't limit the number of, like, pre-sale tickets that people could buy, all those freaks who were, like, waiting outside towards Earth until midnight, they'd get, like, 4 or 5
this
of them together
so
and buy out, like, a whole theater.
What is this, a Lucas lover we got here?
So very
sad. No, not a Lucas lover. I'm just, you know, the kids and people that want to go see the movie who are just going to see a movie.
You are a baby bird in a nest with your mouth open and George Lucas is puking his food into your esophagus.
Yeah, listen to what Mike's saying to you right now, Anaconda. Listen
to this, baby bird. You are so foolish to do this. You are so foolish to take the regurgitated vomitosis little food that George Lucas spews out of his mouth that he has already chewed and eat it as your own.
No, but think about it, man. All these freaks.
I'm thinking about it. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this is a movie that if people want to go and buy 500 goddamn tickets to, they should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, 3 or 4 dorks will get together and buy out all the theaters so they could see it by themselves.
So what? So what?
Then I'd be stuck out, you know, not able to see.
Aha! Aha!
Do you know how many things are more important than this baby bird? Do you know how many things are more important than this silly George Lucas film that really means nothing? And in one month's time, I will tell you, people will forget about these Star Wars.
And listen, once the movie gets out there and people realize how bad it is, don't worry. You're going to have plenty of opportunity to buy your tickets for this movie.
All right.
You'll be able to, I'm guessing you're probably one of the proud 4%. You'll be able to roll in to a Wednesday matinee and, you know, enjoy sitting there in the empty theater.
And frankly, he's pulled a colossal boner by, well, I mean that, Mike. I mean that like in the 50s way. He's pulled a big boner.
Sometimes it makes me laugh when you punch it out that way.
A colossal boner
right.
by hyping it and then coming out and saying, hey, I'm not trying to hype it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep the hype down to a minimum.
Right.
Because frankly, I get the feeling, I'm pretty good gauge of this, I think. I think that the right time to release that movie was about a week, maybe 10 days ago, because now you start to get people burning on the hype.
Absolutely.
And you still got 2 weeks to go until this movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. That's a mistake.
I think you're right.
Huge mistake for your hero, George Lucas.
You know, I'm like, well, whatever, man. And you're right about the Chinese. We should nuke them. We should also nuke the French.
Right. We should strap George Lucas to a missile. Send him over there. There you go, Chinese. Thank George Lucas.
Who was that gray-haired guy with a beard?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Donna Mike, baby.
Baby.
I'm going to totally change the subject on you, but did you watch Tom Green?
Nope.
Oh, my God. God and baby Jesus. It was hilarious. He was dragging dead animals off the side of the road, back into traffic.
All right, thank you.
What an endorsement for the show. Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, Dynamite Show. That's a funny show, normally.
Dynamite, how you doing?
Hello.
This is Big Daddy.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Engine Company 35 Rules.
Okay.
Now, is that
firefighter gang again?
It's the firefighter gang?
Yeah.
A bunch of guys in yellow raincoats with the big floppy boots.
Troublemakers.
And a Dalmatian. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Don and Mike.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's times like this that I wish we had Charles Barkley to be our spokesman at the Pentagon. He could have just told the Chinese, you know, try to make a controversy and there is none, so after you and your family, just get on with the war.
Right, okay, thank you, sir.
You know, it is, if you take it a little further, an interesting concept that all the spokespersons for, like, the president and the State Department, that all those people were hired based on their ability to be rude and gruff. I think that might be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, hello. It's like, I'm not going to answer that question. F you, get him out of here.
Dynamite Show, hello.
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 Hey, Dynamite.
Yeah.
What happened to your Tampa station, buddy? I've been blown off the air by some sports talk crap. Did All Channel,
right.
Clear Channel blow you guys out or what?
No, you know the problem is? The problem is that you people in Tampa never supported any of the shows that we have. I've now totally changed my tack. It's been a week, and I'm frankly tired of taking these calls from Tampa Bay. You know, if you guys had filled out your ratings diaries
in Tampa Bay.
If you guys in Tampa had filled out your ratings diaries, perhaps all of the shows on that station would not have been so easily canned. I'm going to put it back on Tampa Bay, and furthermore, I'm going to say that to all of our cities.
Bully!
That if you like hearing this show,
Bully!
The 61 cities that we're still broadcasting to, and you want to ensure that this show is there, and you want to ensure this way of life, well, I want to tell you right now that radio station management is a clear and present danger.
That is correct.
To the lifeblood of this show, and the only way to keep this show on the air is to keep the ratings high.
Hear, hear, so listen. Tell your friends to listen.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you today?
I mean, hi, listen, frankly, that is a pisser. Is it like we're on for Tampa Bay for 4 years, and we discussed last year how our show and some other shows just got canceled by the station when they changed the format.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But really one of the reasons that it was able to happen so easily
mm-hmm.
is because, frankly, I'm being honest with you, we had no ratings there.
No, the ratings were lousy in Tampa, and then when we got canceled in Tampa, we couldn't believe the phones. The phones were melting the first day. It just, and we really said to all these people, where were you?
Right.
You know, where were you when we did our little phone booth games? Where were you, folks?
I mean, it's much easier to get a new station in a market that we've been canceled than if we've got some ratings. But frankly, we didn't even pull a one share in Tampa
yeah,
Bay.
Tampa was always a problem place.
That's kind of embarrassing, man.
Right.
And it's been a week now, and frankly, you know, this show, now as it exists now, is simply for those who can hear it.
That's it.
I'm sorry, we're in a war. You know, much like we are with Yugoslavia, this is a war.
That's right.
And frankly, Tampa is dead now, and mm-hmm. we must simply move on.
And so when one of the Tampa guerrillas, you know, calls the show, we will throw it immediately, you know, throw the mortar immediately back in their own laps.
Right. We have to protect Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
We have to protect Vegas, mm-hmm. Sacramento, Portland, Bakersfield, Mobile,
Hagerstown. We're protecting them so much we're even going up there this week.
Right. These are the cities that matter to us.
That's correct.
The cities that respond to us.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello there. Hi.
Hey, Mike, what fraternity are you in?
Well, I didn't hear that. What?
What college fraternity are you in?
Well, I never was really in a... They made me an honorary member of Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Okay, no, I was just curious. Somebody said you were SIGEP, but sometimes we're called SIGEP.
Yeah, I'm a SIGEP. What's your fraternity that's called SIGEP? Because I thought only Sigma Phi...
Sigma Alpha Epsilon.
Oh, Sigma Alpha Epsilon.
I thought you were in the cigarette, Mike.
Sigma. Hey, I was in Smegma Cigarette.
Hey, what I wanted to call you about...
Yes.
My father-in-law, he was trying to exit China yesterday. They won't let him out.
They won't let him out of China?
No, because he's on American passport. They detained him.
That's too bad, man.
Yeah, so wait, they took him to the police station, the local police station.
That's why I advocate never leaving America.
Thank you, Rick.
I mean that. We've got it so great here. Why would you need to go anywhere else? You want Chinese food?
No.
Go down the street. There's a great Chinese restaurant right down Route 29 here. You get fantastic sweet and sour pork.
I just wish America would wise up and, go firmly, adopt your isolationist policies the Great Wall of China would be nothing compared to what you would do along the perimeter of the United States.
This is the greatest nation in the world. Why do people feel the need to go somewhere else?
One of his most brilliant concepts was to take the United States, circle it in how high did you want to make
isolate us, Mike? 60 feet high.
60 feet wall.
60 feet tall, high.
And you know what you do? You sell advertising space on the wall.
Brilliant. Right. Yeah. You do it like the outfield at Yankee Stadium.
That's right, and you eliminate taxes that way.
This portion of California is brought to you by Fuddruckers.
So a few people lose a view.
Okay. Right. Well, too bad. It's our way of life.
That's right.
If you don't like it, go somewhere else. You don't have a big 60-foot wall saving you from the other hideous people on this planet.
And if you pay enough money, you can build your house on the other side of the wall and you get a door.
Uh-huh.
Get your own door.
Well, that's not my idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to be too nice.
That's Mike's idea.
Yeah, well, I'm always looking for that little edge.
As far as I'm concerned, with the walls up, walls up. No doors in that wall. No doors.
60 feet high.
Just broken glass.
Yeah, so you miss a few sunsets.
Sunsets are overrated. I'll give you a nice video cassette of a sunset.
What, the special people get to walk along the top of the wall occasionally?
Well, except that I just mentioned you have broken glass and barbed wire up there.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
No need to ever leave America.
It's going
to
be a very isolated, dingy, dark place.
But I think you'll find it'll be a better country. Eventually, everybody will speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
Just one language, American.
And as far as the sunsets, that's what TVs are for.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah. Please. let's be honest. We see a sunset. Like maybe 1 out of 100 is special, like with the purple and orange colors and everything.
But if you go into a mountain, in the inner United States, you can still see the nice little sunset.
I think the only people that wouldn't be able to see sunsets are the people that are, within a couple miles of the wall.
That's right. But those people will suffer.
The wall.
For the greater good, though.
Right. Yes, Robbie.
And if you miss out on a sunset, you're guaranteed going to get a sunrise and vice versa, because they happen on other sides. So you're always going to get one.
Well, you're right, Rob. You're absolutely right about it. I'm going to put you in my cabinet, Rob. That's a beautiful idea.
Right. Congratulations. You're a member of the kitchen cabinet.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. We got to do a break. Hello. You're the last call. Hello.
Oh, how wonderful. I just wanted to call and thank all the beautiful people who call your show because they're apparently really stupid and they make me feel really good about myself.
Oh, wonderful.
No.
Yeah. I know. Unfortunately, I haven't had anyone from the Carolinas call in, and they're usually the best people to make me really feel special.
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel special?
I feel a little special. I feel kind of moist.
Do you really feel moist? Where are you calling from?
From the wonderful state of California, soon to have no sunsets.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble? I got a vibe already. My vibe says Janine Garofalo.
My vibe says, may I ask you a question?
Granted, I might be bitchy, but I'm not a brunette.
Are you, by any chance, a lesbian?
No, unfortunately, I'm not.
Unfortunately?
Hmm. She just may not have discovered that yet, Mike.
That's right.
Are you standing, sitting, or laying down right now?
I'm sitting in front of a computer terminal currently.
And that celebrity you most resemble that you were thinking about?
Oh, I don't know. I've been told Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm. Ugh, she doesn't do it for me.
Oh. She really doesn't.
Me neither.
Freaking skinny bird.
Hey, well, at least I don't look like Drew Barrymore.
At least what?
I said, at least I don't look like Drew Barrymore.
That's true.
I would do Drew Barrymore before I did Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow before Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Oh, blasphemy!
I would.
She's only got the fish hook in her mouth.
I would. I'm telling you.
Really?
I'd do Drew Barrymore before Gwyneth Paltrow.
You've succumbed to public pressure.
No, I haven't.
You have succumbed to public pressure.
I have not. Drew Barrymore is still a dirty, unwashed girl.
Mm-hmm. You would take her...
You would bring her
to your bed before Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes, swear to God.
Don, you're telling me that you like skanky pelt.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my.
All right.
Excuse me?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah, like Gwyneth Paltrow's is not stinky. Please. They're all stinky, honey. You know. Unless you buy your yum-yum
douche.
What was that stuff? Yum-yum douche?
Yeah, just a little bottle of strawberry fresh.
I think that was simply a demonstration of how I don't find Gwyneth Paltrow attractive rather than an endorsement of how I do find Drew Barrymore attractive.
Understood. Understood.
Okay?
Drew Barrymore still just gives me the creeps.
You could throw out other women as compared to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Let me see. I'll throw a perfect example. Julia Roberts. Before Drew Barrymore?
I do. Oh, before Drew Barrymore?
Hmm.
I don't like Julia Roberts.
I know. That's what.
I
threw that one out, but I was curious where she would line up.
I'd probably do Drew Barrymore first.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably would.
Wow. Janine Garofalo. Or Drew Barrymore. They're all measured against Drew Barrymore. Would you sleep with Drew Barrymore?
Janine Garofalo.
You do her first?
Yeah.
That's what I would, too.
Definitely.
Before Drew Barrymore, absolutely.
But Gwyneth Paltrow would be very low on that list. I would do Julia Roberts before I would do Gwyneth Paltrow.
I didn't know that you felt that way about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I don't like her.
But Anne Heche, another thin woman, is way up there.
Yeah, but Anne Heche.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah.
Now I do her.
How about Cate Blanchett? Or Cate Blanchett, the lady from Elizabeth who's been all over like the magazines lately.
Her or Paltrow?
Ugh.
Blanchett.
Me too.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, although she's like Winona Ryder. You know what I mean? They're so skinny, they're so emaciated.
I like Winona Ryder.
Not me.
How about Blanchett before Barrymore?
Nope.
You do Barrymore first?
Yep.
Good. It's all coming together.
Yep, I would.
You got a Barrymore Jones.
No, I don't. No, I don't, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do, and I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it, and so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
A lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do. Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. You know, I get these. Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same color?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
Connecticut and New Canaan.
East side?
West side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like this.
Yeah. these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right. Sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, here's Larry? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. The last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like
agents.
That. Agents. Can't be and much interest to...
Couldn't have been... If you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Let's tempt fate.
We're going to dive right in.
Take a phone call or two before we get to the show.
Let me just say, and I know I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't start the week out like this, but I'm going to say these phone calls are going to be great.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
My name's Mike. I have cerebral palsy.
All right, enough of that.
You are right, Mike. These are great calls.
Yeah, no, you know, I knew it. I shouldn't have said anything.
I've opened for Kevin James. I'm a stand-up comic, and Kevin and I have been friends for 5 years, and we just did shows in New Jersey.
Why do we get these kinds of calls?
Are you serious, sir?
I swear on my life, and I live in Fort Meade, Maryland, and I'm wondering...
Our first call of today's show, his name is Mike.
Yes.
He's got CP.
And he's a stand-up comedian who's worked with Kevin James.
Here he is, right here on the Don Mike telephone.
I'm just wondering, Thursday, if I may do a few jokes.
Well, can you give us a
Canton Cantina.
Listen, are you just goofing us?
No, I swear on my life, Mike and Don, I swear.
Well, can you give us an example of, like, your opening joke?
Okay, I say, hi, I got beat up on my way in here. I took one of your parking spaces.
You know, there is... I am aware of a guy...
Hold on a
...that
second.
Has CP, who is a stand-up comedian. I am
Charlie
aware of that.
Broyhill has just flashed on the screen that this guy's called, like, 11 times already. You were hung up on a lot of times before the show, weren't you?
Yes,
He's for real, and Kevin James does know this guy.
Is that... Yes. So and have you done stand-up?
Yes, I've done stand-up for 6 years now. In fact, next week I'm at the DC Improv.
And what is the name you go by?
Michael Aronin.
Mike Ronan?
Michael Aronin, A-R-O-N-I-N.
And you would like to come out and do some jokes kind of as our warm-up for the live show Thursday night?
Yes, because I live about 15 minutes from the place you'll be at.
Michael Aronin, and you've traveled around the country. Have you ever been out to L.A.?
Yes, I've been... I traveled there about 4 years ago. I was on the National Cerebral Palsy Telethon.
And what do you think, Rob? Do you think this is? We're just, you know, you can understand why we question this.
Sure.
I don't know.
If you guys want, you can ask Mr. James. He's a great guy, and he's so.
And let me just, hold on a second. The thing that's getting me is this sounds like every guy that's ever called us and tried to pretend that he has CP.
That's right. You can understand the nature of this program. We always think
first call out of the chute. Welcome back.
We always think somebody's trying to pull a fast one. So we trust no one. You can understand.
Guys, I've been calling for a long time, and I always get hung up on.
Well, give us another joke. Give us another joke.
Give us one of your grade A jokes, one of your best ones.
Okay, in high school, I was voted most likely to get the best parking space.
That's the second parking space joke. That's
Give us one more.
Okay.
I'll say, if this is an impression, he's sticking with it an awful long time.
Yes, that is true. I'm beginning to believe.
One more. Okay, and during when I was about 4, I had dreams of being a brain surgeon till I played this home game Operation. At that point, I knew my dreams were dead, and so was the patient.
Well, you know, going on the thought that you're not just goofing us.
He's got the material, too. I'll tell you that. He's got the material.
I see no reason. It would be almost poetic justice for a guy with CP to come out and open up our show on Thursday night, the Las Vegas-style show.
I think if you are legit and you check out, there is an outside chance that we could make this work.
I'll tell you what. Have someone from your staff call the DC Improv and ask who's there next week.
Okay, well, you understand, though, that you could have just looked in the newspaper and seen that a guy named Michael Anatoly, or whatever your name is playing
a Ronin.
Yeah, we'll have a way of figuring it out.
We'll check you out. We've got the super sleuths that can find that out. And, you know,
stay on the line, please.
If you do check out, I mean, let's welcome another regular contributor.
Right.
There we go. You know, it'll be a long-term relationship if you check out. I'll tell you that right now.
I just am very entertained by you guys, and I would like to make you guys laugh.
I am already envisioning a great two-person show with this guy and Dennis Murphy.
Absolutely.
I mean, they could be like the modern-day Abbott and Costello.
I think we could make it work. We're hoping. Let me tell you, we trust no one, but I'll tell you right now, we're hoping this is true.
Well, you know, we've had him on the air 5 minutes now, and he hasn't changed to his real voice to go, "Your mother sews socks in hell."
And I'm just waiting for the other two to drop.
I've traveled a lot. I've opened for Bobby Slayton and Kevin, and the road has been great to me, and I love stand-up.
Okay. You love stand-up, all right.
Okay.
We'll check you out, and who knows where it goes from there.
All right, hold on. I got a guy that says he's seen him at the Improv.
Okay, good.
Hold on a second. Although this could be another guy calling to goof on us,
yeah, his backup guy.
We are very, very suspicious of people.
No, I've seen this guy. It was about a year or two ago at least. He opened up for somebody at the Improv. I do not remember who it was.
Does the voice match?
The voice match. I asked him if he, he wore glasses, that much I remember. But the thing that was really bad about it was, you know, all your life you're taught not to laugh at people that have some kind of deformity or a speech impediment.
Unless you're on this show.
Unless you're on that show. But nobody in the audience was really getting into it because they were, like, afraid to laugh. And so he wasn't really getting a good vibe off the audience, and it really wasn't clicking. But maybe with your audience.
Well, I think there's slow burn jokes. Like, I'm starting, if he's legitimate, I'm starting to laugh about the most likely to get a good parking space.
Right.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, that's
but you're an easy laugh, though.
I know,
Mike.
I'm an easy laugh. But I mean, come on. You know, we got to work with something here. You know,
maybe right. Pair him up with Dennis Murphy.
That's exactly what I said. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to let them know that guy Mike is legitimate.
He's legit. How do you know he's legit?
Actually, he is on a lot of the Baltimore TV stations every once in a while.
Hmm. He is. Is he too legit to quit?
And actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think he did go to Towson State when I was there, so.
All right, thank you. Well, that's two votes. It says he's real.
That's cool.
Let's just talk to him for a second more. And if he doesn't, like, break into a regular voice.
Like, hi, guys. Boy, I pulled the wool over your eyes.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to Towson?
Yes, sir. 86 to 91.
Do you wear glasses?
No, that gentleman is probably thinking of Brett Leak.
And what's his infirmity?
He has muscular dystrophy.
I think I've seen him, and he's kind of like a kind of a southern guy.
Give me one more. Give me one more joke.
Okay. I'm not gonna. It's gonna have to be a good joke, even to make me laugh, because I am an easy laugh, and I will not laugh unless I think it's really, really funny.
Okay, Kmart now sells guns, but here's what they do: they don't let you take it home; they mail it to you. Great. Here's what we need: postal workers delivering us guns.
Hey, I'm laughing at the delivery, which right. I've been laughing at
right.
for the last 5 minutes, but not laughing out loud.
Right.
Just on the off chance. That
because you like that audience, that guy. Right. So the people.
This guy's legit.
Now, right. If you're legit, do you find, is it true that at your stand-up appearances, do you sometimes find it's tough for people because we've been conditioned not to laugh at people with something like you have?
Yes, but that's why right away, Don and Mike, I open and I recognize that I do have CP, so people know I'm legit, and then I move on just to regular material once okay. I have them in my rhythm.
Hey, have you you ever been laid?
I'm married.
Oh. Married, oh. So when's the last time you got some?
When,
and 2 nights ago. Oh, boy.
2 nights ago. Imagine that. I'm stricken with no disease, thank God, and I right. haven't gotten it from my wife for like a week. Oh, all weekend at the beach. I was totally shut out all weekend because of, ooh, Memorial Day.
That was
and
the reason.
And the family being around all the
that was,
time.
That was the excuse that was given.
Yeah,
was
yeah. We can't have sex. It's Memorial Day.
Well, I'm thinking right now that he's going to come up with that normal voice because this is just about the time where I'm starting to believe him 100%.
Well, I'm just going to put him on hold, and we'll see if it pans out Thursday night, I guess.
Great. I would love to meet you guys sometime.
Well, if everything checks out, you will meet us.
Great.
And is he going to open, you know, go on like an hour before we go on, right?
Well, not an hour before, but, you know, 15 minutes before
cool.
we go on.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, and just to let you guys know, my biggest show, I once did a show at Pier 6. In Baltimore, that was great. 4,000 people.
So you can handle the big crowds.
All right. Well, beautiful. Hold on there, Mike.
Thanks.
Hold on. All right.
Just, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, two guys.
I don't know. This is the goddamn wackiest show, though, isn't it?
As I predicted, though, it would be a great call.
Right out of the chute. First call.
Sure.
Comic with CP.
And, yeah, I mean, if it checks out, it fits everything that we're all about perfectly.
Well, he's being talked to right now by the one guy who's going to be able to figure it out.
And, you know, once again, the carnival tent with Inspector Gadget leading the way gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, Broyhill, Inspector Gadget is giving him the once-over right now.
Sure, and he doesn't care about what your infirmity is. He will grill him.
Right.
He will grill him like he's never been grilled before.
All right, good.
All right.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to Thursday night.
That's wow. right.
And you're absolutely right. We might just have a brand new member of our traveling troupe.
Hey, man, if it checks out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, hi.
He is absolutely for real.
Really? You saw him, too?
Yeah, Slapsticks Comedy Club in Baltimore.
And now we must make him ours.
Now, ask him how well he walks. This guy is funny to watch him walk.
Oh. Does he acknowledge that he's funny to watch walk?
I think so.
Right. Well, okay. You know, he couldn't do what he does if he's
okay.
legit. Right. That's
and get
sure.
this.
I can't tell you how long it's been a dream of mine to have a CP comic open for us.
It's going to be wonderful.
It's like Pinocchio, today you are a real boy.
What an act. The act just got better.
He'll stumble right there up on stage for you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, lots of people seem to know this guy.
That's cool.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hello.
Hey, you know how you don't like your freaks going on other shows?
Yeah.
This guy's been on Howard Stern several times and on his TV show.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, we cut him a little slack because he does have CP.
Howard Stern.
He's turning the radio to himself. Yeah, we'll cut him some slack once we check him out.
I think you're a bigger freak than he is, to be honest. Couldn't even keep your radio turned down.
The radio. I'm on. It's my voice.
Yeah, and yes, we would cut some with CP a little slack. I don't care if they've been on other shows or not.
Sure, he can open our show.
As a matter of fact, that's for everybody out there who's
right.
got some kind of medical problem.
Sure, if you're, you know, if comedy is your life,
call us up.
Absolutely.
I don't care where you've been. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Oh.
Hold on, that was the wrong line. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
I was on hold, actually.
Are you another misfit or outsider?
No, this is Michelle from the Beach House.
Are you one of Jerry's kids?
No.
It's Michelle from the Beach House.
From the Beach. Oh, hold on a second. Need to talk to you. Hold on just a second, okay?
Yeah, that's one of the prime topics of today's show, to find out everything that happened at the Beach House with Homo Joe and with the aforementioned Dennis Murphy.
And as you say that, I just remember, yes, and us included, you know, we're all misfits on this show.
Oh, yeah. One way or another.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the guy is legit. He's been on some radio stations in Baltimore as well. Now, I don't really have an affliction, but I got flat feet. I'm not that funny.
Flat feet isn't going to cut it.
Sorry. No.
Not going to cut it?
No, sorry.
Now, no feet.
You're on the show. You got no feet. You're on the show. I saw a guy this weekend on a boardwalk in Baltimore,
no
up
feet.
In Ocean City. No feet, no arms.
Was he doing a performing of some kind?
He was just sitting by the shooting gallery.
Oh, really?
You know, singing.
There's a lady, I think, in Atlantic City that, I'm not sure whether she has no legs or no arms, but I know whatever her infirmity is, she plays the piano with her teeth.
Why didn't you see? Wow.
She's no longer with us, Ron?
I believe she's dead. Another great talent.
I believe she's dead.
Another great talent that could be on a caravan of stars.
But well, I think it speaks nicely that she carries on in your memory.
You know what else I saw? You know what else I saw the boardwalk this weekend?
What?
I saw no better term that I could come up with than Gen Xers.
Right.
Kids with, like, short neo-Nazi haircuts.
Sure.
All of them wearing black T-shirts, and they got the underpants sticking out of the top of their shorts. Eating out of the garbage.
Oh, really?
But it was like
picking through the garbage?
It was like a goof that they would all stand by a garbage can, and I stood there watching them for about 20 minutes. People
right.
would come by, throw their uneaten food in the garbage can. They'd wait for about 10 people to go by. Then they would pick through it, and they would eat the stuff that other people had thrown in the garbage can.
And this did not appear to be people that were without shelter or without homes.
No, these looked
just like kind of
a
teenage prank.
Yeah, right, like trench coat mafia kids.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was a prank. I don't know, because they all did it. I mean, and some of them went back for seconds. I figured out what they were doing is they were scoping out the trash can area.
Seeing who'd leave the best leavings?
By the end of the boardwalk. And when someone would come by and put like half a pizza in, there'd be five kids running to this garbage can wanting to get that piece of pizza.
Ah, youth.
Youth,
yes.
But it was a great time waster. I must have spent 20 minutes, maybe a half hour, just sitting on a bench watching them.
Now, when they'd grab the food out of the trash, would they laugh and giggle and stuff like that?
No, they just eat it.
Oh, dear.
They would just eat it.
So perhaps it was out of necessity.
It didn't appear. No, I don't think. You know, they had, like, Air Jordans on and stuff like that.
Really?
Right.
Well, maybe they just didn't want to pay for the food.
Well, I don't know.
There had to be some explanation.
It's about the grossest thing I've ever seen.
When you pick the pizza, too, you know, you're just like, you know. Did it look like they were trimming it at all? Or did they just dive right
into
it?
Here's the menu. Some of them ate funnel cake.
Now, see, funnel cake would be your garbage food that would be easily picked out and eaten.
Pizza.
Right.
Hamburgers. Somebody put some cotton candy in there.
I got such a gag. And you know, the Ocean City trash receptacles are probably the foulest of
as
any.
As dirty as the people.
Right.
I mean, as dirty as the bottom of the feet of the people that walk the boardwalk in Ocean City are those trash cans.
Getting queasy just thinking about it. Oh, my God. But I would also share with you that great entertainment, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Like I say, I spent a good 20 minutes, maybe a half hour, just sitting there watching these kids eat food out of the garbage.
Aren't those mirrored sunglasses the best thing ever invented?
Then I went back and Frida said, "Where have you been? You've been gone a half hour." I said, "Honey, I saw the greatest show. First I saw this guy with no arms and no legs, just laying on the ground singing songs,
right,
wanting money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw kids coming up and just eating food out of the garbage can."
Hi, this is Jim Elliott.
Yeah, right.
How are you?
Welcome to Ocean City.
Let's bury that.
And one more thing about Ocean City.
Yes.
Can you tell me how this game is rigged?
Okay.
The game is where you're given three rubber balls, and they appear to be just normal rubbery balls.
Right. Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend this morning?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend? I'm sorry. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend last night?
Rubber balls and liquor. Makes no sense, but it's funny.
Great third grade joke.
Third grade joke.
Great third grade joke. Okay, so you have these rubber balls, and you have a piece of wood,
all right,
and inside the piece of wood are little lanes that have been made. And by each lane, there's a number. 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10. And they say to you, you can roll three balls, and if you get under 11 or over 32, mm-hmm. you're a winner. You understand what I'm saying when I say
Yeah, I know
lanes?
Exactly what right. you're saying.
I must have wasted maybe 20 bucks there, Bart right. and I, on Sunday, Memorial Day Sunday on the boardwalk, trying to roll these balls.
You go forward with them?
Yes, and okay. and the pieces of wood that you're rolling the balls on, they're kind of an incline, okay. on a downward incline.
Right.
And I'm watching this, and no matter how you do it, if you try to roll it straight, it would get, like, obviously it was trying to get to the six. There was one six. So I figure you roll, you know, or however many balls it is, if you rolled one six and then two ones, you're in.
Right.
You roll a six and two twos, you roll three twos. The numbers that you want to get, the low numbers right. and the high numbers, those numbers, every time the ball would get down there, it would get caught up on, I'm doing
the
an awful
is
job
carved,
of describing this.
Does it rest in front of a number? Is that how it does, or does it rest
no.
on the number?
You remember? No. I'll draw you a picture.
All right, because I haven't seen this game.
How inclined is the wood? I bet you the holes are the more desirable numbers. The bigger numbers and the smaller numbers probably aren't perfectly round.
All right, now.
And because it's an incline, you can't tell.
Okay, here are the lanes, okay? So these are pieces of wood that are up like this high, making separate lanes.
Dividers.
2, 5, 4, 2, 6, 1.
I know it now. I know the game, and I've played the game, and I know how they do
and,
it.
And, okay.
I know how they do it. Do you know how they do it?
No, that's why I brought it up.
They do it in Ocean City.
How do they rip you off? How do they guarantee that you lose every time?
Magic.
Come on. Because really, I wasted a ton of money on this. And I was like the perfect idiot, the perfect dupe.
Did you see anybody? Did you see anybody
no.
besides the carny huckster?
No, I never saw anybody.
Did
it.
He ever demonstrate it could
no.
be done?
No, he was too busy okay. talking to girls and stuff, and you know, seeing all the other dirty people that work there on the boardwalk.
After you finished dropping all your money, were you convinced that there was absolutely no way of winning it?
Positive. I'm positive it's rigged. Mm-hmm. In some
Show it to me again, Eric, because I was thinking of the magic.
So what would happen is this is. These, Buzz is right, these are like dividers. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're pieces of wood that divide.
Sort of like Plinko?
No, because okay. they're big, long lanes. Very similar to the way that Captain 20 used to race his gerbils.
Okay.
I hesitate
so it's almost
to bring
like a
up.
Maze.
Okay? Except all of the lanes are straight.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a piece of wood, and it's
and then you drop the ball and it goes into one of the lanes.
It's an incline like this. And what would happen was, when I would drop the ball in and would try to get it into the six, it would get stuck. Right here, right in between
and then roll
the six and the two. No, it wouldn't roll anywhere.
Oh, really?
The ball would get stuck, and the guy would say to me, okay, you got to roll it again.
All right.
So what I want to know is how they rip you off, how they rig that.
And your goal was to score the lowest possible number?
Either the lowest or the highest. Oh. It was either you had to get either below 11
yeah.
or above 32. And I guess maybe you got, like, six balls, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It bothered me all weekend.
There's someone you know. There's
yeah.
somebody in our listening audience that will have the answer. Hope so. And it won't be that silly magic answer that I gave you.
Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm on hold.
Is this Mike again?
Yeah.
Now I can't even take a call about this because Mike is on line four, and then we have Kelly, Michelle, and Jill on lines 156. Joe is on a line, and Dennis Murphy is on a line.
Oh, my God. We've got a full complement of regular... Mike, is everything working out? Did Charlie talk to you?
No, not yet. I'm on hold for Charlie.
Didn't somebody talk to you?
Yeah, and they just said hold on.
All right, Gadget.
Here comes Gadget right now.
I already spoke to him. He's fine. I believe him. I talked to Kevin about him last time Kevin was on.
Charlie did talk to you.
Oh, okay. And then someone said, hold on.
Yeah, I didn't know if you still wanted him. That's why.
No, if he checks out. So he passes your test. What are you enjoying for lunch today?
I've already had my lunch. This is some candy offered to me by Cameron.
Oh.
But I had turkey, some potatoes. And potatoes and vegetables.
All right. Well, then if Mike pans out, then I guess we'll see you Thursday night.
Okay.
Must be the candy combined with that preschool outfit you're wearing today.
We'll see you Thursday night.
Thanks. I look forward to it.
Okay. Bye. Hey, Mike. Wait. Are you a big whore? Do you go on all kinds of shows?
Not really. No.
You been on a bunch of radio shows in Baltimore?
Just one morning show, but
That's been the only one for years now.
Well, you realize, of course, once you start your association with us...
Then you belong to us.
You belong to us.
It's absolutely. I am
it's
yours.
It's very much like the relationship that Kunta Kinte had with his master.
Absolutely.
Yes, master.
We'll have you sign a contract, and it'll require some of your blood.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please,
thanks.
Mike. All right, well...
Somebody sign him up.
Sign him up and add him to the caravan.
Put him on the roster.
Join our parade.
All right, well, listen, let's do a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
All right, wait. Let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down, and he is rejoining us in... Are you there?
Yes, yep. I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
The what?
I can still hear your radio in the background.
Okay.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So, we are... Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yes, go ahead. What is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, that's great, because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh boy! Good afternoon, Chuck. Back. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it? I'm game for this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
All right, ready for some hogs for cash action? Here we go. A full assault. This time it's going to be a winner.
Okay, you feel good about it today?
Great bit. This is going to work perfectly.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Hello, Nicole.
Yes.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Bethesda, Maryland.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening on good old JFK.
Sure.
Are you at a stoplight right now, my love?
I'm getting ready to pull up to one.
About how far away are you?
About 100 feet.
100 feet. And does it look like it's... Is it red or green or what?
Well, I'm coming up to the top of the hill, and there's just a million cars. So.
This is part of the magic of Honk for Cash, waiting for someone to actually get up to the stoplight.
Yeah, it works best if you're at the head of the line and the light turns green, and then you get a lot of angry commuters in back of you.
Well, this is a pretty bad intersection, so we should be okay.
Are you there yet, Nicole?
I'm almost there. I'm waiting for my turn to get up to the light.
Incredible to go that 100 feet. Is there a left-hand turn lane there, Nicole?
Oh, there's two left-hand turn lanes.
All right, we'll see. Hold on. Mm. That's bad right there because people could just go around you and use the other lane.
No, because there's too much traffic.
All right, well, bless her heart.
Yeah, maybe it'll work. Well, what's your situation now, Nicole?
The light is actually red, and I have about five or six cars in front of me.
All right, what about behind you, though? That's what matters, the cars that are behind you.
Oh, there's a full line behind me.
Full line behind you.
Both lanes are pretty jammed up?
Yes.
Both left-hand turn lanes.
Now, Nicole, you understand that when the light does turn green, when the left-hand arrow comes on, you say the light is green, and then you roll your window down, hold the phone there, and then don't say anything for 30 seconds.
And we will we will count the honks.
Okay.
We will conk the hounds.
Now, conk the hounds?
If you say anything, that's an immediate disqualification.
Okay, I get it.
So once, you know, the light changes green and you say, okay, the light's green, that's ixnay on the awking tay.
Now, how long do you think before that light turns green?
It's getting ready to turn green. Right, the right-hand turn signal's on, so I think we're next. What if I block both lanes? Is that legal?
No, you don't want to block both lanes.
Oh.
This is always a funny study in human behavior.
Hope,
what was that, Nicole?
If I block both lanes, that's a lot more honks.
Nicole, don't adjust the game.
No. Just stick with the one lane. Although, trust me, I think if there's two lanes, this game doesn't work as good because people can just go around you.
It's got to be that one very congested single left-hand turn lane.
Listen, I'll give you just a couple more seconds, and then
it's going green.
It's going green.
This is what I love.
It's green.
Okay, ready? Go! Normally, you would think people would be very upset. It's almost 6 o'clock in the evening.
Uh-huh.
Long day of work.
Gotta get home.
I'm not honking! No!
Sounds like somebody yelling at her.
You're listening to Honk for Cash. So far, I believe not one honk.
Not one.
Somebody yelled at her, though. Yes. That doesn't count during
the turn red again.
If it was yell for cash, it would be a different story.
You,
did you hear my guy? Wait, I'm pulling up next to him. He goes, I'm not honking.
Okay,
he's listening to you.
Okay, well, we appreciate
there
that. You talked before your 30 seconds was over there, Nicole.
I know, but there was no one. No one was honking because the lights were back red.
Oh, Nicole, it was doomed from the start.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
All right, good. Goodbye. Thank you. And we appreciate everybody's participation. Don't let this, you know, this tedious sound in our voices fool you.
Listen, on paper, this is a fantastic bit.
There was one day, many moons ago,
where we did a morning zoo show
where Don went out and did it himself.
I got so mad at people effing this bit up.
That's right.
This was like when car phones first came out. I didn't even have a car phone in my car. Mike had one.
Mm-hmm.
I took Mike's car,
right,
and I drove out on Lee Highway by WAVA, and I went out on the street, and we'd had like 20 people, and it didn't work. And as soon as I pulled up to a stoplight,
sure,
and I didn't go left,
hey there,
everybody started honking.
That's back in the days when I used to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile to work.
Hello, is this Chad?
Yeah, and right now it's perfect, because it's about ready to turn green.
All right, hold on a second. I got a girl who says she's there right now. Janet?
Hey, guys.
Hi, where are you from, Janet?
I'm Baltimore, Maryland.
All right, is the light green
it
yet?
It is. I'm in a left turn lane. The left light, the left turn signal is red.
Oh.
And I missed the cyclist. Getting ready to go.
Chad
through.
Might be ready to go.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go back to Chad. Christine put on the screen that Janet was ready. Chad, has your light changed yet?
You just missed it.
Oh, my God.
It was about 30 seconds.
Where are you calling from, Chad?
Sacramento.
All right, beautiful. Hold on. I'll keep you in the mix.
All right.
Hold on.
All right, got Chad and Janet in play now. In play.
Sorry about that. Here's
guys,
Janet.
I've just locked my doors because a guy just came up and, like, started screaming at me.
Why
now he's trying to go around me.
Wait a minute. Has the game already started?
No. But I've already been sitting here in front of back that I missed the turn signal because I was trying to get through to you guys.
You what?
If you park far enough back, it doesn't pick up that there's someone sitting in the lane. So it's not been turning green.
You're listening to Honk for Cash.
Let me just explain this again to all the non-believers. On paper,
this works.
When I came up with this, is a fantastic idea. Because I know when I drive home
right
every night, when I get to a left-hand turn lane, the left-hand turn lane right down by the Exxon.
Absolutely.
If I don't go left, the second the light turns, I got a guy that's blowing his horn so loud.
Standing next to my car telling me that I need to pull up.
Well, you know something, Janet? If a guy is that angry that he's standing next to your car, you might want to get
he's
out of that situation.
He's back in his car. He's back in his car now.
Anyway.
I'm ready to go.
Without question, if I don't turn left immediately at the light by the Exxon...
It's green.
It's green. Go!
Go!
Go! Some guy lays on the horn. So I thought this would make a good bit for the show.
Sure.
I have people stop at stoplights.
There's one.
And we'll count the beeps.
Three.
So I thought this would make a good business.
She's turning her radio up.
Turn her radio up, lad. That's 20 seconds. All right, 10 more seconds to go. Four. Three. Three. Two. One. She didn't talk for the 30 seconds.
And I heard three beeps, and I want to hear her horn because it was the same beep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Janet. Janet.
Janet.
Janet, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Hi. Could you please honk your horn for us, please?
No, sounds different.
You think so, Mike?
Sounds a little different. Very, very close, though. They might have been in the same
garage. I think it was like three or four beats.
Mike,
I gave her three.
Yeah, I didn't beat my horn.
A whopping $3.
$3.
$3 for you, Janet.
$3.
Congratulations.
I'm still beeping.
What?
Okay. Everyone that got stuck is beeping behind me now.
All right, hold on, Janet. Hold on. See, because in theory, you know, I figured that someone would go to a stoplight. 30 seconds, they're not going. You know, you could maybe win like $100. Because
yes,
it seems to me I've been at a stoplight when people have honked,
mm-hmm,
and it's been like a gazillion honks.
Pandemonium. You know, pandemonium ensues.
All right, I'm not giving up on this bit. Let's go back to Chad. Hey, Chad.
Yes, give me 10 seconds before the light turns.
10 seconds. Is that real, Chad? Really? 10 seconds, or is it a, you know, dog's life 10 seconds?
I'm rolling down my window right now.
Yeah, you should roll your window down, Chad.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, right. Didn't say you're rolling it up. Never mind. You said rolling down?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
The language gets a little garbled during Honk for Cash. It happens sometimes.
All right, Chad.
All right, Chad, we've waited 10 seconds. Is your light turned green?
I'm just waiting for it to turn green. I've been for a long time, and there's lots of cars behind it.
I'm not going to get into an argument because I could easily say, then why did you ask for 10 seconds? But this is Honk for Cash.
Because this is part of the human experiment that people always say the light is going to turn green in 10 seconds.
I've been here forever.
I know you have. Now, is it one lane or two lanes there, Chad?
One lane, and it's on Florin Road. It's the hardest course part of Sacramento.
All right, beautiful.
You might hear gunshots.
Well, that would be, I'd give you a dollar for every gunshot we hear.
All right.
Now, what's that light doing now there, Chad?
It's red still.
You'll find this hard to believe. But this bit is so great that a disc jockey in London stole it from us one time.
Right. Toot for loot.
Yes, and we actually called this guy's radio station up and tried to scream at him, but it was the middle of the night in London. And then didn't the disc jockey call Sherlita, our overnight disc jockey?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I got that type right here.
All right, ready, go!
Go! Yeah, ooh, everybody's pissed. That's 10 seconds. That's a big 20 seconds.
Thank you,
Chad.
And he talked.
And he hung up.
Then he hangs up.
Thanks so much for all your help, Chad.
Jesus Christ.
Effing morons, Chad says, then hangs up in disgust.
Chad?
Effing morons.
Hello? Chad?
Hello?
Chad?
This isn't Chad, is it?
Somebody, the line's already recycled already.
Well, Mr.
No, this is Brian.
Okay, all right. Hold on, Brian. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Matt, Don and Mike.
Matt, where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling in Reston, Virginia. I'm sitting at a left turn lane at Reston Parkway and Sunset Hills.
It's a busy intersection.
Okay, very
nice. I have to change in a moment here.
How long do you estimate, Matt?
Let's see. The light heading up Sunset Hills just changed. About 15 seconds, maybe 20 seconds.
15, 20
I
seconds.
Mean, I'll come back to you. Hold on.
I don't feel like waiting.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Jay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from beautiful Washington, D.C., sir.
Are you out of light, Jay?
Actually, I just missed it. I got to go back around and get to it.
All right.
It's a beautiful light.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Matt.
Dynamite, it just changed.
Okay, ready, go.
Waiting for those honks.
Totally don't believe this.
That's his horn. Or his friend's. But I'm writing them down, just in case. But it wouldn't be a guy beeping like that.
The light just changed, Donna Mike.
And hold on. Before 2 seconds.
All right, big loser.
Hey, Matt, what do you think? You think we just fell off the turnip trap?
Yeah, I got a car.
Yeah, I can tell already. Yeah, lie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie, where are you from?
I'm calling from Manassas.
Are you ready to try the greatest bit of all time?
Give me about 10 more seconds.
Okay, hold on. Those are the magic words I love hearing.
10 seconds, that equals a minute.
Let's go back to Jay. Jay in D.C.
Coming back up to the light. I gotta wait for it to cycle through one time.
You're listening to Honk for Cash.
Okay. Hold on there, Jay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Works better with the kooky crazy music.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Katie.
Yeah. Go back to Jay and put me on hold.
That's right, because it was only 10 seconds, right, Katie?
Sorry about that. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this, please?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Sterling, Virginia.
Joe, are you at a stoplight, sir?
Yes, I am.
Are you in the left-hand turn line?
I most certainly am.
I believe Joe is lying, but that's okay.
You think he's lying already?
Yes, I do.
Are you lying, Joseph?
No, absolutely not.
Joseph,
seriously.
How long until you estimate the light changes?
Without exaggeration, about 4 or 5 seconds.
Of course.
Okay, all right. Hold you to that then, Joseph.
All right. Okay, it's green.
It's green, yeah.
Go!
Perfect timing.
Oh.
Janet, the leader so far, with
$3. 15 seconds. No honks. Nobody's pissed out there in their cars. Not until I get home. Not until I get out on Lee Highway tonight. Then people will be pissed.
If your wife was in back of you coming out of the driveway, you'd
be honking at me. Right. All right, there's 30 seconds.
Oh, so that's a shame, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
The volcano won.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's go back to Katie. Katie.
Is there anyone else you can go to?
Yes. All right. Thanks.
Katie's bailed on us a couple of times.
Thank you, Katie. Here's Jay. Jay.
Yes, what are your guys?
Jay in D.C. Hello, Jay.
How are you doing?
What's going on, Jay?
I'm just waiting for this light to change.
About 10 seconds?
Probably about 15 or 20.
Oh, that means 15 or 20 minutes.
All right, hold on. Let's try someone new. Hello, who's this?
This is Eric.
Hello, Eric. Where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
All right. You know, somebody's going to win at this game today and win more than $3.
Oh, you think so? You don't think Janet's going to be the big winner?
Yeah. Eric?
Yeah.
Eric, are you at a light right now, sir?
I'm waiting to get up to the front of the light at West Ox Road and Fairfax County Parkway. I got about 50 cars behind me.
All right, now, you know, you don't have to be exactly front of the line to play this game.
It just changed. I just needed to cycle one more time and...
No, wait, hold on. Time out. If the light changed, you could play.
Well, it had just gone back to red when you told me that.
All right, now, are you at the front of the line now, Eric?
Now I am at the very front of the line.
The very front of the line.
All right, hold on. Hold on, please.
That'd be Eric. He's at a very busy intersection.
All right, hold on. Here is Katie. Katie.
I'm at the light, but it's red.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, please. Here's Jay. Jay.
Yes, get ready to change.
I'm sure it is. Here's Greg. Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Where are you from, Greg?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Welcome to my nightmare. Greg, are you at a stoplight?
Proud to be a part of it.
Are you at a stoplight, sir?
10 more seconds.
10 more seconds. Let's go back to
Eric?
Jay.
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 It just turned green.
Ready, go.
Maybe that's one. I give him two.
Hey, money bags.
Yeah, $2.
What's the little Monopoly man's name?
Mr. Moneybags.
Mr. Moneybags. Thank you, Buzz.
Mr. Moneybags.
And there's 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and
Janet holds on to her lead.
30 seconds.
Janet with three.
How much did Jay win, Mike?
$2, Don.
$2.
$2, a double pumper in the $2. Car in the back of it.
These people could be pissed because they get their car phone bill. That'd be like $100 because they've been on hold for an hour.
Yeah, but it's worth it to pay the extra for the fun.
All right, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Jay, enjoy your $2 bill.
I really like Noah's chance there, radio guys. I'm at a better light.
Okay, hold on, Jay. Let's just go through these one more time. Katie?
Yep. Katie? I've got 10 seconds and it's going to turn green.
Really?
Really, and there's a ton of traffic behind me.
All right, last contestant. You're the last contestant today
on Honk for Cash.
There's like 20 cars behind me.
Well, the greatest bit ever on the Don and Mike Show. I can't believe more disc jockeys are not ripping this off. I can't believe
it is the greatest bit.
I can't believe Harvey's not paying for this.
Okay, it's green.
Go!
Go! Giving her two, because I'm the Monopoly man.
Oh, 15 seconds.
Janet's sweating bullets right now.
All right, it's red again.
Oh, great. You talked.
Yes, that's two for Katie, and she's disqualified. She doesn't. Katie, unfortunately, we won't be able to pay you your $2.
She's out of there. Eric?
Yes?
Last chance.
About 15, 20 seconds, my friend.
No, I don't have time to wait. Sorry. Greg?
Yeah?
What's the story, my friend?
It's turning green right now.
Go! Is it green?
Yeah, he said it's turning green right now.
Okay, go.
I said go.
Where are all the angry drivers? Now get. Hugh.
Come on, get.
Come on, Hugh.
What was that? There's a trolley car in back of Greg. I'm giving 15. Him one honk.
15. Oh, please. That comes out of your check then, Mike.
Well, I'm Mr. Moneybag.
20. 25. The most easygoing commuters in America.
Amazing. $1 from the Wabash cannonball that was in back of Greg.
Greg? Hey, Greg? Greg?
Charlie in back of Greg.
Hey, Greggy?
Hey, there's a happy minivan behind you. They didn't want to honk.
Get out of the way of my train! Yes, well, it's another exciting edition of Huff for Cash.
And Janet would be the big winner with $3.
Mike,
do we have my dollar?
Yes, you do. Mike, didn't we have many cash winners on today's episode?
Oh, we certainly did. We had Janet with $3, Jay with $2, and Greg with $1.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, fantastic. Katie would have pocketed a whopping $2 if she hadn't spoken.
All right, thanks, everybody. Hold on, please, Greg. Hold on a second. There you go. America's greatest bit.
And if we ever get that Rodney Dangerfield horn from Caddyshack with somebody, it could be a bonus prize.
Looks good on you, though. Honk for cash. Don't try to steal it.
Yay!
Hey, James, don't try to steal it. It's our bit. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
All the stuff that's on tonight, nothing worth seeing. Home Improvement, that show,
right?
Blows Dead Bear.
Should have been gone years
Mad
ago.
Mad About You,
mm-hmm.
sucks.
Right.
Will and Grace, sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Hughley's. Is that how you pronounce it?
The Hughleys, yes.
Sucks. Mm-hmm.
You got Rick Schroeder, though.
Hi. Hey, Sipowitz.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hi. Yeah. What school do you go to? I used to be on Silver Spoon.
The only thing I read about NYPD Blue is that Sipowitz will play that up.
Yes.
And that's where they're smart, the way they write that show, that he will be, you know, so I guess the line that's from the show tonight is, so I guess that's what 14-year-olds are wearing today. So they make fun of his boyish looks.
Hi, Andy. I'm your new partner.
I got a pinch of loaf.
I understand Jimmy Smith is dead. My career was dead. Hi, Mr. Sipowitz.
That's it, Ricky Schroeder. I remember him from, wasn't he in The Champ?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, he was. That's the last thing I saw him in.
It's me, your new partner. Hi, Andy Sipowitz.
This is the new theme from NYPD Blue.
I, for one, don't think he's going to pull it off.
I think he is. No. I think he is based on the clips I've seen and based on what I've read.
Good reviews so far. I'd like to point out that a lot of the crap on TV gets good reviews these days, though.
Hi, Andy. Golly, that bad man looks scary. You better shoot him up good. Andy, you smell like booze. You drank when your son killed himself, right?
Yeah, get out of here, kid. I swear to God, I'll kick you right in your behind.
My daddy has a choo-choo train in our living room, and he rode it around at the beginning of Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons, I forgot. That's what that was his stop-off point between The Champ and NYPD Blue.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah, tonight, NYPD Blue. Rick Schroeder. I'm sorry, it's not Ricky. He's Rick.
Rick. Rick Schroeder, and they said that his character will be similar to Sipowitz. He will be like a young... He likes to beat up the suspects.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Stand right there. I'm going to beat you up. That's like if Jeremy Coleman was on NYPD Blue.
I think that'll get a good number tonight just on the curiosity factor. Yeah, sure. A lot of people are going to tune in to see what little Ricky Schroeder...
Little Ricky Schroeder. Right here, your mom is little Ricky Schroeder. I'll probably watch it for exactly that reason.
Sure, see how he does.
I don't normally watch NYPD Blue.
Yeah, hey, it's little Ricky Schroeder, baby.
And I guess that's the problem because I don't watch it all the time. Right. I watched the one last week where Jimmy Smith died.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that was a great show.
Highly overrated.
Oh, no, it was fantastic.
Just kill the freaking guy. Just let him die.
You don't even like the show.
No,
you've never liked the show.
Well, I don't like the MTV camera.
I got no place to go.
I don't like the cameras that are like this all the time.
You hated that from the beginning.
The jerky cameras. Just make the camera shot straight. I like Sipowitz. I like that actor. Yeah, he's a fantastic actor.
Everybody likes Dennis Franz.
I guess I just don't like everything else about that show.
Especially the jiggly camera. Well, you're consistent. You haven't liked that since the David Caruso days.
No, I haven't.
They do that less now. Less camera shaking these days than in the beginning.
They do it in the opening sequence, though.
Yeah, that's
when they're playing all those drums.
Look away.
NYPD Blue.
And he hates the theme, too. See, that's what the theme would have been if they let Don's offering that he submitted to Stephen Bochco. That's
NYPD Blue. Sipowitz.
they're all here. And it would have been similar to like a Love Boat, right?
Yes.
Where they would have had like everybody inside a police badge with the with their faces.
That's right.
Starring Dennis Franz, Jimmy Smits,
and David Caruso as Isaac.
Tonight's episode, Little Ricky.
There, Little Ricky.
Little Ricky joins the club.
Yeah. I'll watch it, though. I'll watch it out of curiosity.
The only two guys I hate on that show are the two dumb cops. The John Turturro's cousin or brother, and then Medavoy, the guys that always have that dumb dialogue. I can do without those guys.
Yeah, I suppose. Medavoy's interesting, though.
Yeah, he sounds like Tim McWilliams.
Yes, he does.
I do like that show, Sports Night. Occasionally, that's a funny show, but when it tries to be serious...
Right.
Is when they lose me, when they try to be a dramedy, when it's like half comedy and half serious.
Is that on tonight?
It's on at 9:30 on Channel 7.
Mm, okay.
And if you're watching the late night, I don't see how Jay Leno's not going to win. Jay Leno has Anne Heche and Performing Birds.
Oh, you can't miss with Performing Birds.
Letterman has that bore Kevin Costner on.
Boo! He's not even happening anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Where you been all your life? That orgy listening to Mick Jagger music?
All right, Mike, a little personal call for him. Sorry that one got through.
Yeah, I'm supposed to take those in the office. But, thanks for calling, Phil.
Not in my
appreciate
show.
The sentiment, Mr. Lacio.
Say, your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
Hello?
I hate that fucking Ricky Schroeder guy.
Oh, dear.
Hey. You can't use the F word.
You're talking to the wrong guy. That's the guy. That's him.
He was saying, I hate that effing Ricky
Schroeder. That's the troublemaker.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
I didn't even realize that.
I was laughing at the end.
I didn't realize that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, man, that wasn't the guy. This is the real pimple face.
No, it isn't.
Calling up.
No, it isn't. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did the movie in Jurassic Park, and I thought I'd let you know that he is wearing a short.
He is wearing what?
He's wearing shorts. He's not wearing pants, and they're all the way up.
But I thought he was dressed like a lawyer.
No, he's got shorts on. And
yeah, do you have the movie right there?
Yeah, I do.
Put it in your VCR and cue it up to that scene and tell us exactly what's happening in that.
Okay.
Please?
And already, so.
Okay. Put it in.
Where are you calling from?
From Las Vegas.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, Jeff Goldblum just threw the torch and the T-Rex is chasing him and the guy's sitting on the toilet and screaming. And, yeah, he's sitting there. He's got shorts on and a shirt and a tie and shoes.
Yeah, that doesn't jive. You don't wear, unless your name is Charlie Stewart Stablock, you don't wear short pants with a suit.
No, there must be pants down around the ankles.
No, there's nothing. He's just got socks and shoes on. And then he's got shorts on with a...
Wait a minute. Now, when you say shorts, do you mean like boxer shorts or do you mean like khaki shorts?
They're khaki shorts and they're, you know, kind of the ones that go to the knee.
Mm-hmm. So, but I thought he was wearing a suit.
Yeah, me too.
No, he's just got shorts on. Earlier
in the movie, though,
he was the nerdy guy, right?
He was the lawyer. He was the suit.
Right.
It was like the business manager who was checking things out for the park, and I thought he was in a regular business suit.
Me too.
That's why he's wearing a shirt and tie.
I don't know. Maybe he changed, or if he kicked his pants off all the way, and he was sitting there in his boxers, which
maybe, maybe he was taking a dump.
I don't know.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he's done taking a dump and he's getting dressed again.
Getting ready to hike his pants up over his tan boxers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is RJ.
Yes, RJ, buddy.
Buddy, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, you guys forgot that Ricky Schroeder used to be called the Ricker.
The Ricker?
Whoever called him the Ricker.
Oh, on Silver Spoons, when he was becoming the hottie teenager, he and Alfonso used to be trying to score up with the ladies.
Didn't he have terrible skin for a while there, too? Didn't he have a real... It was documented in the tabloids that he had a real problem with acne.
I think he did.
And I think you see evidence of that. It's another reason to tune in tonight.
Really?
I think you see maybe some of the evidence of that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Not like Sipowicz has great skin either, though.
No, Sipowicz has terrible skin.
Hello?
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know that there's two guys from KCJJ that are going to Albuquerque right now to pick up the Magic Christian.
Ah, beautiful. Yes, please keep us abreast of that. For anybody that didn't hear yesterday's episode...
You said abreast.
The DJ, it's an old-time friend of mine and also Buzz's.
Right.
The guy, the magic Christian, that was living in the homeless shelter in Albuquerque.
Right.
Hey, our station in Iowa City gave him a gig.
That's terrific that they did that and everything worked out. A lot of people were calling right after we had him on the air to find out how the thing resolved itself, mm-hmm. and it was a happy ending.
Very rare that we have an actual happy ending on this show, but that's a real happy ending. So the station is going to transport him now from Albuquerque to Iowa, and they're going to do it on the air, like with a caravan of cars bringing him and broadcast the whole thing on the air. That's very cool.
Cool.
And we're very happy to hear that.
Yep.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Yep, no problem.
All right.
And we told him to put his money in the bank, not carry it in his car.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Dynamite?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got my radio off. I wanted to set you straight on that Jurassic Park movie. The lawyer?
Yeah.
In the very beginning on the helicopter, he's got shorts on. He's in a tropical environment. He's got shorts on to stay cool.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's it, Don. It's over now.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever, how is that couple doing that got married on your show?
We will have an update on Jim and Michelle Babbitt tomorrow's episode.
Oh, God, what timing. I just wanted to say you guys are absolutely positively wonderful. Been listening to you for years. My first time calling, you are definitely radio guys.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, you know, Rick Schroeder had a starring role in Crimson Tide.
He did?
Yep.
Oh, come on. Is this a joke?
No, I swear to God.
He made a movie with Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman?
Yeah, he was not Weps. I forget the role he had, but he was one of the...
Seaman?
I'm serious.
You know, that's what you call guys in the submarine. Seaman.
Seaman. Right. On any ship.
That's the oldest joke. What's long and hard and full of semen? A submarine, right?
Yeah. And you know, I think the first time I ever heard that joke, though, it's a big laugh if you've never heard the joke before.
What'd you give your girlfriend for breakfast this morning?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you give your girlfriend for lunch this morning?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend on the date last night?
Rubber balls and liquor. Makes no sense. We still laugh at it like we're
kick-ass joke, though, from eighth grade. Kick-ass joke, rubber balls and liquor.
Rubber balls and liquor.
I mean, that's one that everybody in the lunchroom would laugh at.
Right.
Rubber balls and liquor.
It makes no sense at all.
Right.
That's what makes it great. No sense.
What about Ricky Schroeder? Schroeder?
Schroeder's the piano player in the Peanuts character, right?
Yeah, Schroeder and Jay Schrader. And there's another guy named Schrader who plays receiver for the Packers now.
A new Schrader.
Yes.
No relation to Jay Schrader.
I hope not. Jay Schrader was the ugliest player in the history of the National Football League.
Remember that one picture of Jay Schrader in the wind?
At Giant Stadium. Man, where the Redskins were playing a game when it was about 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Right.
And they had the picture on the front page of the Post of Jay Schrader taking his helmet off. And his hat. Now, first off, he's an ugly, ugly man.
Right.
With these big, bulbous Mick Jagger lips, bad pockmarked skin, big nose, and his hair was like buckwheat.
Right. I mean, just going every which way. And it was a black and white picture, I think. And it was horrible to look at.
Jay Schrader, as I recall, had one good year with the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Bought himself a burgundy and gold Corvette,
right.
Drove around town in that, and opened up a restaurant, didn't he?
Yes, a restaurant that lasted, I think, half a season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, baby, that's right.
And he wasn't in Crimson Tide.
Not Jay Schrader.
No, Ricky Schroeder wasn't in Ricky Schroeder wasn't in Crimson Tide.
Yes, he was.
No.
Yes.
No, he would have been recognizable in that.
Yeah. No, he looked really different. He's got a really short haircut.
He was one of the first officers. He was one of the officers that was in the officers' mess.
There was that black guy who was Denzel Washington's friend, and then there was the guy who was the weapons guy who wouldn't turn the key. And I forget what role he had. But
easy enough to figure out, I'm sure. Much like the Jurassic Park riddle.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hold on. Lurchy's coming in here right now.
Here's Lurch. Hey, Lurch.
I want to confirm that Ricky Schroeder, yes, he was in Crimson Tide.
He was in Crimson Tide. Okay.
I don't remember what part he played, but he was one of the seamen.
Thank you.
That's why.
Thank you, JB.
Thanks,
AKA Lurchy. Okay, thanks, sir.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, boy. Boy. It's tough today with these movies.
Yeah.
Who knew that JB was such a Ricky Schrader fan? The Rickster. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
JB thinks he's money.
Hello.
Hi. I
figured since everybody's calling with follow-up questions, I wanted to ask, on Friday, on your Best Of show, you were talking about this, like, health food supplement that was going to give you poop a mile long, and we wondered if you said you were going to get that, and we wondered if that's what had happened to Buzz Burbank's colon.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what happened. Whatever.
That's exactly it. And Buzz had a poop a mile long.
And it almost killed him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's always the pause after that.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I have a Ricky Schroeder sighting.
Yes, ma'am.
He was in the TV movie Long Lost Son with Kate Jackson where he tried to kill her.
Yeah, he played a heavy and he got good reviews for that, too.
Christ, he's hot.
Yes.
Lonesome Dove also. He played the son in Lonesome Dove. But he wasn't in Blue Lagoon. He was, because I get him confused sometimes with Christopher Atkins.
I can understand that.
Who was another toehead.
Yeah, yeah.
Another dreamy toehead.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I like him too. I'll be 2 inches from the screen today. I'm so glad he's back.
He's no Willie Ames, Mike.
No.
Willie Ames, another dreamy kid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Oh, was I happy when Willie Ames was made a member of the cast of Charles in Charge. Then you had Ames and Bio together.
Together,
Bio.
And I could just stare at them.
I want to tell you something. When I first saw them on that show together,
right.
I had a poop a mile long. I really did.
Was it as exciting as the first time you saw the blonde boy from Saved by the Bell?
You mean Zach?
Oh, you knew his name,
man.
Of course.
You mean the quarterback, Mike?
Yes, the quarterback and the linebacker.
Hello?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi there.
Hey, Rick Schroeder in Crimson Tide was the guy that was inside of the submarine when the sub had just been torpedoed or something along those lines. It's filling up with water, and he's screaming at the guys. He's looking down the manhole. He's screaming at the guys to get out of there, get out of
that manhole.
When the guy...
All the female are looking down the manhole right now. Hi, everybody. This is Lurch from the Sports Junkies.
I'd like to confirm that Rick Schroeder was indeed in Crimson Tide.
Super.
All right, now money performance.
We got that from Lurchy. Thank you, my friend.
All righty. Take it easy, guys.
Thanks. Okay. Bye. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. I was one of the grips on NYPD Blue. Met Ricky Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a great job. He was really great. You should watch tonight. He's going to be real good.
Did you grip him?
Yeah, what'd you grip?
Yeah.
What'd you grip?
Oh, cameras.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't sound old or mature enough to
I'm about 18.
18, very young for a job on a TV show like that.
It was free. It was an internship.
Oh, it was an internship.
Oh, an internship. All right, now I believe you. Okay.
Did you go out with him?
Did I go out with who?
Rick Schroeder.
No.
You ever smell Dennis Franz's farts?
No. He's a nice guy, too.
They were both nice? Yeah, Dennis Franz is supposed to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, son.
Incidentally,
you ever kiss Rick Schroeder?
Earlier.
You ever kiss Ricky Schroeder, the Rickster?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you spend time alone with him when you were interning?
No, not really. I just shook hands with him.
You ever wash his underpants or anything?
No.
Was JB from the Sports Junkies? Was he hanging around the set?
Nope.
You ever give him the Hoover maneuver?
No.
But you liked him a lot, huh?
Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy.
Okay. All right, what else? What else? Real quickly, please.
I just wanted to say that she does say accomplice in Fargo.
She does?
Yeah.
Well, then we're batting 1,000 today.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. Welcome to the most insignificant show we've ever done. And I'm liking it fine. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, the next thing in self-defense is muscle control. When you brace yourself for that first punch, you make yourself hard all over, and nothing can hurt you. Let me show you. You hit me right there, just as hard as you can. Well, won't make a dent.
Go ahead, Ope. It's okay.
Come on. See, I'm braced. See? Hey, you can't hurt me. Come on. All you got. Come on.
You want to help Barney in that chair there?
Did that hurt Barney?
Oh, no, that didn't hurt him because he was braced for it, weren't you, Barney?
Don and Mike Show. cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go with a caller 100 on the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, sorry, I got the wrong number.
Right. Yes. That's why the phone was ringing for 1.5 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I just kind of wanted to speak with Don and Mike if I could.
Does anybody know we're doing a contest here?
Apparently not.
Yeah, well, listen, you're on the air with us.
I knew you were doing a contest, but this is the first time that I've been listening to your show.
Yes.
My husband listens to it on a daily basis.
Yes, ma'am.
And I listened to it today, and I was highly offended, and I just wanted to see if I could call in. And talk with you.
Listen, honey, listen, here's my point about this.
No.
If you're highly offended by this show, why don't you just change the channel?
Okay, listen. Because without us listeners, you will not have a show. Now, I do not understand why you had to be so ugly to that little person that called in.
I'll be ugly to whoever I want. Anybody that calls our show is fair game. Do you know that 99% of the people that listen to this show never call this show? Never. And the 1% that call in, they know that if they call to be on the air with us, they're fair game.
They are fair game, probably.
Correct. No, not probably. That's a fact. They are fair game. And if you're offended, honey...
No.
You're speaking for every... Honey, hey, shut up for a minute.
Don't tell me to shut up.
I'll tell you anything I want to tell you. I'll tell you anything I want to tell you. Listen.
And I do not understand why you have to be so rude to people.
Because people are so stupid like you. This is what I know.
I can go ahead and tell you that I'm not stupid.
Well, here's how I know you're stupid. Here's how I know you're stupid. You heard something you didn't like on the radio, and instead of just turning it off, you have to call. Why did you have to call?
Because I have a voice, and a lot of people...
See, honey, this is not a democracy.
A lot of people do not know how to express their opinions. I thought that I would...
Well, thank God you're here to save the world. Thank God you are here to save the world from this radio show.
I would love to save the world if I possibly could, but I don't think that's in my power.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm going to guess one of the hee-haw honeys, like Lulu.
Lulu, the late Lulu.
Vanessa Williams.
Oh, bull ass. First off, you're not black.
I didn't say I was, and she isn't either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And you're not stupid.
No, she's not black.
Yes, she is.
She is not.
She is
African-American.
She has a black father and a white mother. Oh. That makes her a mixed race. That doesn't necessarily make her black.
No, she's black in my book.
Why?
Because she is.
Why?
And she is foxy.
Okay, I was raised in a white family,
right.
If you want to go into that.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm supposed to check...
Listen, honey,
we were, actually, let's tell the truth. We were both raised by wolves.
Honey, listen, frankly, I really don't care what you think of this show or what anybody else cares.
Well,
if you don't like the show...
Continue on with your show if you don't care what other people think.
How have I continued on in this business for 25 years?
I have no idea.
Obviously, there's a lot of people that like what we do that get the fact that what we're doing is having fun. And you know,
someone
like you with
you ought to be actually a little easier on us. We're a couple of 26-year-old guys that are just trying to have a little fun.
You're probably not 26 years old.
Oh, you know, yes, we are.
You just got a big old 2x4 shoved up your ass, and you're very unpleasant.
I am not unpleasant. You were unpleasant. I was just...
Honey, it's my show. I'll be unpleasant to anybody I want to be.
I'd like to point out she didn't deny the fact that the 2x4 was up her ass.
Paying you a compliment, and then you're going to tell him how dumb and stupid
he
is.
Honey, listen, the guy was dumb and stupid. Why can't you get with the fact that I'm real? I appreciate the guy's a fan of my show, but if a guy's so stupid he can't figure out after 10 minutes that he's on the radio, then he deserves to be told he's stupid.
I think that's so rude, though.
Well, then, honey, change the station.
I don't listen to your show.
Let me explain something to you.
To your show.
It is very important for us to keep the show moving. That is why we do it. We keep the show moving. That is our job. Don't you understand?
And if your husband's listening right now, I'm going to tell him it's time to trade in for a new model.
Why?
I can't believe that any man would come home to you at the end of a day.
Why? Because I have a voice and an opinion?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I would put duct tape over your mouth in a second.
Listen to you.
I would.
I'll tell you what I think the problem is.
I think the problem.
Like you are in voicing my opinion. In other words, you cannot handle that.
Honey.
You need to be the only one that can voice your opinion.
Listen, honey, I'm the guy with the radio show.
And if anyone else has any kind of idea or opinion.
I believe the crickets have run off to get the cats.
Honey, first off, it's my show, so I'll say what I want. Second off, I have given you plenty of time to get your asinine, inbred opinion out on the air.
Right.
Now that you've said your piece,
I'll wait for the world to cave in. Now, because you've said that, boy, I was too mean to that guy, I'll just wait for my empire to crumble. What I'm still waiting.
I don't understand that. Cave in because I voiced my opinion.
No, listen, what you said was, you said because...
Who's on the extension? Who is on the extension?
Excuse me?
You heard me, lady.
Who is on the extension?
Yes.
Was that your husband?
End of the phone? No.
You have him tied up.
Nobody else has the phone.
Is your husband there with like a little apple in his mouth?
Are you one of these bitches that I was screaming about earlier today that likes rice letters because you don't like commercials on TV?
No.
Are you one of those types?
No.
Then why are you the type that would call a radio show? If you don't like it, just change the channel.
To voice my opinion.
Well, I don't care about your opinion. Do you understand that? Your opinion means dick to me.
But you know what? I got it on the radio, and not only did you hear it, and Don hear it,
and that's
whoever
what,
I'm talking to.
Honey, that's what I'm saying.
She doesn't realize.
Got
she
to
doesn't,
hear my opinion as well.
Is there a possibility she doesn't know she's talking to us?
Honey, do you know you're talking to Don and Mike right now?
Yes.
Okay, then do you realize, when I said to you a moment ago, because I let you on this forum to say that, I'll wait for my empire to crumble now. Now do you understand what I was saying?
I didn't think that you would think that your empire is going to crumble.
Of course, based on one call from one hillbilly.
My little 2 cents worth in because I thought you were very rude to a guy that simply called to...
Listen, I want to tell you something. Compared to you, that guy was Albert Einstein. You are officially the stupidest person that's called me today.
Well, I'm glad I'm the stupidest person that's called you today, but you know what else? I've also was able to get my opinion out over the air.
Big effing deal. Anybody can call me and get their opinion out. Anybody that calls me can get on the air. You've not performed some kind of amazing feat.
Oh, well, you just told me that only 1% of the people that listen to you would call.
And you know something? One of the things we do on this show that we try to give everybody their opinion, and that, you know, it's not like we control it. It's kind of anybody can control it. Anyway, as a matter of fact, that's why we'll give you the final word. If you want to get your piece out, go ahead. Give us the final word. Go ahead.
I already have.
Well, I mean, if you want to wrap up, that's fine. You know, get a parting word so we can end this.
Go ahead.
No, I already have.
All right, well, then I'll have to have the final word.
Okay.
F you and your family. Okay. I hope your husband leaves you.
F you and your family.
Oh, now you're ugly. You're ugly. You said F you.
I am totally offended by what you just said.
You're so ugly.
Glad. I'm so glad. But you know what? I didn't call you stupid. I didn't call you scum of the earth or whatever else.
Honey, listen. For the last...
To tell you how much he appreciated your show.
For the last
did
goddamn time.
That.
What? Who are you, his mommy?
Who's mom?
Who, are you the guy that called me? Are you his mommy?
No, I'm not his mother.
Okay, then why don't you worry about... Do you have any children of your own?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you worry about them instead of guys that are calling my radio show?
I do worry about her.
Not enough.
Well, how do you...
How old is she?
She's 8.
Has she had sex yet?
No, she hasn't.
How do you know that?
Because we talk about it on a regular basis.
Well, what's she doing right now while you're on the phone? You got its constant supervision in this day and age.
She's listening. She's listening to the radio station.
You let her listen to this? I want to tell you something, honey. Your mom is bitch on ice.
I listen to the radio station. She never listens to the radio station. I never listen to your radio station.
Jesus Christ. Listen, I'll see you in hell, honey, okay?
You won't see me in hell.
I'll see you in hell. Jesus H. Christ.
Sometimes I just get tired of listening to her squeak.
I know, me too.
God, what a bitch.
I know. What a bitch.
I know. You know, that's a one syllable no.
Obnoxious.
You make that into a three syllable word.
Obnoxious. Very obnoxious. And I don't know why.
I know. How are you?
I know.
You know, let me tell you the way
I'm amazed.
Feel.
I'm just amazed that people like this call.
You really think you've achieved something by calling us? You really think you have?
No.
You've achieved nothing.
I've made
turn the radio
better.
Off. Turn the radio off and turn it on a month from now. I'll still be here with bigger ratings than I had today.
I know.
Oh, that's the first thing she didn't know. That stopped her for a second. She had an answer to everything.
Still be here.
You had an answer to everything, but that seemed to stop you for a second.
You have an answer to everything.
Sure.
My husband told me that you were quick on the comeback.
Yeah, your husband's a smart man, except I don't know why he stayed with you all these years. He must be banging somebody down at his office.
He may be.
Somebody younger and tighter and better looking.
Oh, you think so?
Somebody who doesn't run her goddamn mouth so much.
I can tell you I'm 5'4 and I weigh about 110 pounds. So if he got someone that's younger and
tighter. Oh, you're lying.
You're lying about that.
You know you're lying about that.
Okay. If you want to give me your address.
And tell us about the bad skin.
Excuse me?
Tell us about the bad skin that you have. You know you have terrible skin.
I do not. My skin is clear as a bell.
Oh, no.
Bull ass.
Come on, tell us about the
bull ass.
Tell us about the pimples on your face and down there.
No pimples.
Oh, down there has got to be, a bubbling crude, as Jed Clampett would say.
Excuse me?
I'm just talking about your private area.
I don't care.
That I'm sure is a total untrimmed mess.
It is not. As a matter of fact, I trim it on a regular basis.
Well, you have to. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, you know, you go 1/2 hour and it's just completely out of control.
It starts going up to your chest. I like to because I like to keep my husband turned off.
Now, listen, your area down there is like Al Pacino's face. You know what I mean? Al Pacino's a guy has to shave like 3 times a day.
3 times a day? Al Pacino?
Yes.
I wouldn't think so.
And the only way you can keep your husband turned down is if you just keep quiet. Jesus.
You think so? Would you like to speak to him and ask him how he's
Sure, let's talk to him. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Put him on.
Hang on.
Finally, let me talk to this guy.
Don, Mike.
Listen.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. What are you doing having this crazy lady call us?
Oh, man, I don't know.
How do you live?
I did first, but...
How do you manage to live with that bitch?
It's a challenge.
There's only one way you can make this right. Divorce her right now.
Divorce her right now.
Leave the house. Get all your belongings. Get out of there. And my God, take the child with you.
Guys,
listen.
I can't do that. I love her too much.
Listen, between you and me.
Yeah.
This is just between you and me.
Yeah.
You got to be banging somebody down at the office, right?
No.
All right, come on now.
She's wonderful. She is. But she's, I don't know.
At least give me this.
Yeah.
She's a bitch on ice. Come on. You got to agree with that. I know you're not man enough to say it to her face, but
she can be, yeah.
Yeah, hey, he admitted
to it. She'll voice her opinion. If she's got some steam, she'll let it out.
Oh, boy, that's got to be terrible. Now, would that be the daughter or is that the woman?
One more time?
Is that the daughter or is that the woman that's yelling?
That's the daughter.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. Great.
Being a bitch has got me where I am today. Just wanted to interrupt that.
Well, I want to tell you something. You're not only a bitch, but you tell her this for me. She's the word that starts with a C.
Oh, God.
Tell her that. Tell her that. Don't use the word. Just say, I called her the word that starts with a C.
He said you...
Well, this man is just so completely destroyed.
Tell her.
Guys, I'm embarrassed.
Tell her.
I really am.
How dare you have this crazy lady call us?
The word that starts with a C. She said that doesn't offend her.
Sure. Why? Is she got a tattooed on her forehead?
Oh, guys, I'm going to let you go here.
If I am the word with the C, I'm the one that guys love so much. The ones that they just...
Oh, good gosh.
She is a moron.
Oh, man. Do you want another word with her, or I'm going to hang up?
Do I want to know what?
Do you want another word with her, or you want me to hang up?
Oh, we could talk to her for hours.
Yeah, put her back
on. I'm sure you could.
And vice versa.
Put her back on.
All right, just a sec.
Hello, beautiful?
Why would you want to talk to me?
She must be
sweetheart.
I can't keep my mouth shut.
How
sweetheart.
Are you?
How are you, beautiful?
So, listen, I understand we're in agreement that you are the C word.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, so we're in agreement there.
Okay.
I love it when we can agree on something.
If that'll make you feel better to say that, that's fine.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, okay.
It does.
It makes me feel
all warm and fuzzy inside.
Okay, then I agree.
Okay, so say it. I'm a C. Say
it. No, I'm not going to say it.
Come on, say it. Just say it. You don't have to say the word because it's a disgusting word. Just say, I'm a C.
If you say you're a D...
Oh, I'm a dick. What do you want me to say? I admit it. Say it, but now say you're a C.
Okay, I'll say I'm a bitch.
No, say you're a C.
No, I don't think so.
No, come on. Yeah, that's an insult to all bitches. You're a C.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're giving bitches a bad name by saying that.
Oh, you think?
You're a queen C. That's what you are.
You know, I think that a lot of women would love to be like me.
She I don't think so.
Oh, they would love it. They would love it.
Honey,
lady. Listen,
the last thing I want to say to you is that you will be able to hear yourself on our show in about 6 months because this...
I've already heard it. I'm listening to it right now.
Honey, I know you don't understand the delay, but what I'm saying to you is
is a delay. I'm listening to it.
You think you're calling in to make some grandiose statement, and I'm telling you that you, Lady C-Wordington, Lady C-ington, you are our best caller of the day. I'm filing this bit on Best Of, and
it was the worst caller of the day.
This will be rerun for the next 5 years.
You just told me that I was the worst caller.
God bless you. Great call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Could you please apologize to the little fellow that called in earlier?
No. No, absolutely not.
Not in a million years.
All he wanted to do was tell you
that
he appreciated
the show.
This is the whole point of my argument with you.
Why do you care about what other people?
Because by the way, I know something. How difficult it is in the world today as it is.
Please. Honey, this is a radio show. This is a comedy radio show.
But you don't have to be ugly and rude.
Yes, I do. That's the only way I know.
No, you don't.
That's the only way I know.
You can be disgusting and sexual and whatever else. And
I am.
People listen to you just as well.
What are you, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you wearing right now?
I just got back from Philadelphia and they lost our luggage. So I have on what I had on yesterday, a pair of red velvet Calvin Klein jeans and a white fuzzy sweater.
A white fuzzy sweater.
That sounds like a very classy outfit. Red fuzzy Calvin Klein jeans and a white fuzzy sweater.
Are you sure
That's a very classy sounding look from a classy lady.
Do you have patent leather boots that go up to your knees?
No,
Nah, who?
No, I'm a Southern girl.
Are you wearing the
we
same?
We don't dress like that in the South.
Are you wearing the same underpants you had on yesterday?
No, I didn't. I bought some at the airport.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Did you change into them at the airport?
No, I changed into them at our hotel.
Did you leave them in the hotel?
No, I didn't. I brought them back with us.
Well, I thought you. Oh, so they're in your luggage.
Well, they lost their luggage.
Well, they lost it. So where are the panties now?
Can't they find them by smell?
I hid them.
Couldn't they find your luggage? If your used panties were in the luggage.
That's why all those sniffing dogs were going nuts at the airport.
Only
that's
if
why they were bringing them up there. Actually, looked for contraband, and the dogs were going, hey.
Only if they trained them on rose petals.
Listen, you don't smell anything with rose petals down there.
How do you know?
Oh, because I can smell you through the phone.
You'd be very pleased if you met me.
Could you send us a picture?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh,
could you send us a naked picture?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Right.
I have one. My husband's technically
I don't doubt that there's lots of naked pictures of you floating around, honey.
No, it's just from my husband.
Right. Miss Kitschy Bunt.
Excuse me? I'm not familiar with that phrase.
That's your radio name, Kitschy Bunt.
Kitschy Bunt.
Kitschy Bunt.
Kitschy Bunt.
Or, right, you know, just to identify yourself as Kig Bunt.
Big Bunt?
No,
Kig Bunt.
I don't understand. What
it's a foreign
mean?
Language. Just say to your husband tonight, he said, I'm your little Kig Bunt.
Okay, what language is it?
That is American. It's kind
a special
of
language.
It's a foreign language.
Special language for a special lady.
I am a really
okay, give
Kig
give me your
Bunt.
Address.
North Pole. Don and Mike, North Pole.
Do you want a picture or not?
A naked picture, yes.
Yeah.
Give me the address.
Okay.
And I'll put you on hold and you can tell one of our lemmings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And really, as a matter of fact, if you want to get it to our attention, in the upper left-hand corner, put from the Kig Bunt.
Kig, spell it. K-I-G-B-U-N-T.
No,
C-I-G.
C-I-G-B-U-N-T.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. You can give me the address?
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
hold on,
we'll give you the address. It's Kig H. Bunt. Okay.
I'll write that on the picture. Give me the address.
Okay, we will. We will. We will. And you have a very nice day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, hold on.
Bye, Kig Bunt. Kig H. Bunt.
Oh, my God. Oh, please, God. Oh, please, stop it. Stop the monkeys. I'm so young.
You know something? In all seriousness, I thought that went very well.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chants national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand up, chants. Okay?
Okay.
I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. Ah, we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little faces. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man. Pop, 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 pop.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Something else that came up on the show this week that I wanted to cover right here was Jay Leno apologizing to Kathy C. Gifford.
Yes, Jay Leno with a joke that I guess Kathy Lee complained about or whatever. He had to apologize.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler.
Yeah, he said that the two most unpopular names for kids were Kathy Lee and Hitler.
Right. And then came out like a couple of nights later and apologized. Probably said he went over the line.
That's a funny joke. Yeah, Kathy Lee made him pull a Harvey Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do now is call that Regis and Kathy C. comment line. Are you ready to be mother and father again?
I am. I'm ready.
I have to get into my mode to be mother.
Mother? Mother?
Hello.
Mother?
Reach the automated menu service for the Live with Regis and Kathy Lee show.
No.
It can only be used with a touch-tone phone. You may make your selection at any time during this message.
Five for comments.
To register a comment or complaint about today's show, please leave a short message after the tone. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Mother, I'm on this line, Mother.
Did you get the machine?
Hello?
Hello?
I'd like to talk to Mrs. Giffords, please.
We are both big fans of Kathy Lee. Tell them about the other television program that you watched.
I was watching the Jay Leno show.
Yes, Leno, the late night, the man, the mean man.
And I heard him say that Kathy Lee had named her son Adolf Hitler.
And that's not right. We thought that was awful. Tell him that we think that tell him what you were saying about apologizing.
We think that Mr. Dave Leno should apologize
to Kathy Lee.
To Kathy Lee Giffords.
For saying that that's the name.
And to Frank Giffords.
That's wrong.
Because
we don't like it.
We know that her son is not named Hitler, that her son
terrible,
is named
awful thing to say.
Cody Giffords.
We Cody, because we would like to also say we'd like to see more of Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee
yes.
on the show.
Less Regis.
He's angry and mean, and we don't like him. He's
Mother?
Yes.
Mother, what's my supper doing? Have you warmed up my supper yet, Mother?
Your supper's fine. I'll just go over and check it out. Your supper's
Mother,
fine.
Mother, just get my supper, please.
Supper's
I can
fine.
Talk to the Kathy Lee Giffords.
I want to talk, too. You said that I could talk. We love Kathy Lee.
We love her.
We love her. We don't much care for Regis, though. We don't much care for him, but we'd like to see more of Kathy Lee.
And normally our... our bedtime is normally between 9 and 9:30 p.m. However, Mother had a case of the runs the other night, and she was up.
That's not. You don't need to tell them that. Please don't tell. I had.
She was up.
I had a little distress.
And we turned on the Jay Leno show. The Dave Leno show.
I had the collie wobbles, and we were up watching Leno. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Do we get to listen to
it? I hope we do.
That's our greatest pleasure.
I hope we do, Mother.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
Hello.
Recording stopped.
Yes?
Okay.
To record some more, press 5. To review your message, press 2.
You just want to review it?
Yes, whatever you wish.
All right, let's just review it.
Start of message.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Mother, I'm on this line, Mother.
Did you get the machine?
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to talk to Mrs. Giffords, please.
We are both big fans of Kathy Lee. Tell them about the other television program that you watched.
I was watching the Jay Leno show.
Yes, Leno, the late night, the mean man.
And I heard him say that Kathy Lee had named her son Adolf Hitler.
And that's not right. We thought that was awful. Tell him that we think that... tell him what you were... saying about apologizing.
We think that Mr. Dave Leno should apologize
to Kathy Lee.
To Kathy Lee Giffords.
For saying that that's the name.
And to Frank Giffords.
That's wrong.
Because we...
We don't like it.
We know that her son is not named Hitler, that her son
terrible,
is named...
awful thing to say.
Cody Giffords.
We Cody, because we... And we would like to also say we'd like to see more of Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee on the show.
Less Regis.
He's angry and mean, and we don't like him. He's
Mother?
Yes.
Mother, what's my supper doing? Have you warmed up my supper yet, Mother?
Your supper's fine. I'll just go over and check. Supper's
Mother,
fine.
Mother, get my supper, please. Supper's I can talk fine. To the Kathy Lee Gifford.
I want to talk, too. You said that I could talk. We love Kathy Lee.
We love her.
We love her. We don't much care for Regis, though. We don't much care for him, but we'd like to see more of Kathy Lee.
And normally our... our bedtime is normally between 9 and 9.30 p.m. However, Mother had a case of the runs the other night, and she was up.
You don't need...
She was up.
I had a little distress.
And we turned on the Jay Leno show, the Dave Leno show.
I had the collie wobbles, and we were up watching... Hello? Hello?
Oh, that's where we got cut off like that.
That's the way it would end, though, with Mother and Father. You know, they wouldn't know when the machine was off. What happened to the tape?
Stopped.
I think it's perfect as is, don't you?
I do, too.
To enter the message, press 5.
No.
To deposit it, press 7, 9, or hang up.
Ooh. Father, you deposited.
Message left.
Ooh. Yes, that was a good deposit.
Totally deposited.
Your mailbox, press 8, 1.
Okay.
To call the attendant, press 0.
Hello?
Feeling a little bit of the collie wobble.
I bet you wanted that we get the same voicemail again. Hello?
Father brought home some cider, and I drank all of it.
You've reached Live with Regis and Kathy C. Giffords.
Hi, reach Karen McHale in Kathy Lee Gifford's office. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I...
Hello?
Kathy Lee?
Hello, Mrs. Gifford's
father?
Hello?
Tell her how
Mother?
Much, tell her...
Mother?
Tell her how much you love the show with
Mother?
Her. Yes.
I... Mrs. Gifford's?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
You are my... biggest fan.
Yes, yes, he loves you, and so do I.
Mrs. Giffords?
Tell her how much you love her, Father.
I was watching the Leno show. Mrs. Giffords?
Yes.
We love you.
We think you should be on the show by yourself without that Regis.
I heard that, that fellow, yes. That,
Leno.
I
comment. He's filthy.
I heard him say you'd named your child Hitler.
It's filthy. It's filthy. We're glad he apologized. He apologized, didn't he?
Did he apologize, Mother?
I don't know.
Mrs. Giffords?
Yes.
I buy Mother all of her frilly underthings.
Yes, I know.
From the Kathy Giffords collection at Walmart.
We love that, and we don't think you need Regis. We don't think you need him.
I told Mother when we watched Leno.
Right, yes.
I said... Why, her son is named Cody.
Yes,
not Hitler.
And that's not right. And I hope that everything's okay. I think he's filthy, that Leno. They ought to take him away. They ought to take him away.
How is your husband, Frank Giffords?
We like him, too. He's a nice man, yes.
I saw the pictures of that woman in the Playboy magazine.
Father, no.
She's nowhere near as beautiful as you, Mrs.
Yes,
Giffords.
Yes, say nice things, Father. That's the way you know.
I love Kathy Lee Giffords.
So do I. They do.
And her son is not named Hitler.
No, and that Leno's filthy. He ought to be put away.
And we think that Regis Philbin's... should only be on the show maybe one day a week.
That would be good. One day a week and then,
I liked it when you had George Hamilton's on with you.
He's very good. Well, she can work with just about anybody.
She's talented.
She can work
Mother,
with anyone.
Do you remember when we saw Kathy Lee Giffords in Atlantic City?
Oh, what a great show that was.
And Mother, do you remember the slot machines? Do you remember the slot machines, Mother? Do you remember what happened, Mother?
I remember... Hello?
Recording stopped.
Hello?
To record some more, press 5.
No.
To review your message, press 2.
Yeah.
Start of message.
Hello? Hello? Yes, hi. Hello?
Kathy Lee?
Hello, Mrs. Giffords?
Father?
Hello?
Tell her how
Mother?
Much, tell her.
Mother?
Tell her how much you love the show with
Mother?
Her. Yes.
I, Mrs. Giffords?
Hello?
Hello?
You are my biggest fan.
Yes, yes, he loves you, and so do I.
Mrs. Giffords?
Tell him how much you love her.
I was watching the Leno show. Mrs. Giffords?
Yes.
We love you.
We think you should be on the show by yourself without that Regis.
I heard that that fellow, that
Leno. Comment. He's filthy.
I heard him say you named your child Hitler.
Yes, filthy. And, filthy. And we're glad he apologized, didn't he?
Did he apologize, Mother?
I don't know.
Mrs. Giffords? I buy Mother all of her frilly under things.
Yes, I
know. From the Kathy Giffords collection at Walmart.
We love that, and we don't think you need Regis. We don't think you need him.
I told Mother when we watched Leno.
Right, yes.
I said, why, her son is named Cordy.
Yes,
Not Hitler.
And that's not right. And I hope that everything's okay. I think he's filthy. Let Leno. They ought to take him away. They ought to take him away.
How is your husband, Frank Gifford?
We like him, too. He's a nice man. Yeah.
I saw the pictures of that woman in the Playboy magazine.
Father, no.
She's nowhere near as beautiful as you, Mrs. Gifford.
Yes, say nice things, Father. You know.
I love Kathy Lee Gifford.
So do I. I do.
And her son is not named Hitler.
No, and that Leno's filthy. He ought to be put away.
And we think that Regis Philbin's should only be on the show maybe one day a week.
That would be good. One day a week and then,
I liked it when you had George Hamilton's on with you.
He's very good. Well, she can work with just about anybody.
She's talented.
She can work with anyone.
Do you remember when we saw Kathy Lee Gifford's in Atlantic City?
Oh, what a great show that was.
And Mother, do you remember the slot machines? Do you remember the slot machines, Mother? Do you remember what happened, Mother?
Message.
The way they both end. Perfect. Both end completely in midstream, mid-thought.
To add to the message, press 5.
No.
Positive,
no.
Press 7-9, or hang. Message left.
All right, well, that's one on the voicemail for the show and one on Kathy Lee's personal assistant's voicemail.
To call the attendant, press
no,
the...
No, we don't need to do that.
I'm all done with that. Quick break, and we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm on to a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm on to that nicotine gum. Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, please. I've got lots of money. I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think it'd be a problem. Don't worry
about it. Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here while I'm thinking of these things for the morning? You know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yes, don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for the stuff. And maybe that's an allergy or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
A guy who's just as sharp as a Q-tip.
We call him Mr. Sharp. Sharp as a box of cotton balls.
Rupert Martsky, America's number one TV sports journalist, straight from the pages of USA Today. Rudy Today reporting from the one-eyed Dick. Dick Vitale, who has only one eye.
That's right.
He's like Columbo. He has a glass eye.
And immensely popular on college campuses throughout America.
He's been a big load every time we've had him on our show. But, you know, Rudy's friends with a guy, and Rudy is at Dick Vitale's daughter's wedding. And here now is Rudy Martsky.
Hi, Rudy. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Rupert. Let me play you in here.
Remember, he's a workaholic.
Yeah.
It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
So, listen, first question. Does Dick Vitale's daughter look anything like her dad?
Actually, she looks like her mother.
Thank God.
Which I'm sure you guys would say was an improvement.
Yeah, that's great. How are you winding up at Dick Vitale's daughter's wedding?
Well, I've known Dick for probably 15 years, ever since I started doing a TV column and covered Dick a lot, but, you know, covered a lot of other announcers, but Dick happens to live in Sarasota, just a few miles away from where my mother is.
How long did you say you've been covering Dick, Rudy?
About 15 years, Mike.
Okay, I just said that.
Are you close with Dick?
Yeah.
Would you say you love Dick?
No, we probably argue more than you guys argue.
Are you good friends with Dick?
Yeah, pretty good friends, but friends aren't you?
So you like Dick?
I like Dick. I mean, most of the time.
When are some of the times you don't like Dick?
When he calls me three times a day.
Really? Does he bother you a lot?
Yeah.
Tell me a good...
He'll call back and say, let me change that in my statement.
Doesn't even get what we're laughing at.
I got to move on here.
What's the best thing about Dick?
His lack of hair.
And what is
that?
What is the worst thing about Dick?
He talks too much.
All right.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever been alone with Dick?
Well, I mean, where in bed or what are you guys talking?
Yeah. Have you ever been alone with Dick in bed?
No, not that. But we've had a meal together.
So you've eaten Dick. You've eaten
room together. Yes.
You've eaten with Dick.
Yes.
And what kind of food does Dick like?
Dick doesn't eat much. He'll
really?
Eat chicken. He tries to stay thin. He eats chicken and fish. That's basically it.
Doesn't Dick?
Not pasta though.
I thought Dick bulked up. That he added weight.
No, I don't think so. I think Dick's really trying to keep the weight off. And you know, it's a big time wedding. You're gonna have Dick Stockton and Leslie Visser, two of your favorite people.
Well, you got two dicks there then.
Yeah. Tim Brando, the new CBS host.
Make that three dicks.
Is Dick Ebersol gonna be there by any chance?
No, he's with the wrong network.
I know. I just figured maybe they crossed over once in a while.
No. Although Ebersol is an admirer of Dick Vitale, yes he is.
But you love Dick. I mean, and you can. Say that
manly way.
You love Dick.
Yeah, if you get me admit, yes, in manly way, yes.
Say it then.
Yeah.
Say I love Dick.
Yeah, I love Dick.
Oh, that's beautiful. Nice. Now, you're right in the middle of the week, so obviously the wedding, they're not going to have the wedding on a weeknight.
The wedding?
tomorrow, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Hold on, okay. Hold on a second, Richard. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put them on hold. Okay, tomorrow?
Yes.
We got to make a fake commercial
about
Rudy coming out of the closet.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the first time on the Don and Mike Show, Rudy Marsky announces he's gay.
That's right. And oh, it's fantastic.
It's like Dick Anderson. Yeah, I love Dick.
And now, get to know the real Rudy Marsky.
Okay.
Excellent.
Can everybody work on that for tomorrow's
absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry, Rudy.
Yeah. Was that Dick Vitale calling in? Because he listens on 1010...
Talks.
Talks in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, right, he listens, I'm sure.
Yeah.
His daughter's getting married, and he's listening to us on WQYK in Tampa.
Wait a second. She's not getting married till Saturday.
So you're there, let's get this straight, you're there in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Normally family members would arrive maybe on Thursday.
But you're at your mom's house, aren't you?
Yes, we're at my mother's house for a couple days. Then I'm going to play a little golf.
Has your mom met Dick?
My mom's met Dick, yes.
Does your mom like Dick?
At times. She thinks he talks too much, yells too much.
Yeah, all right.
Your mom ever spend any time with Dick?
Only in a social way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So we're finding all out. We're finding out as much as we can about Dick.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Dick's a good guy. I mean, I don't think he's really been on the show. I don't think he really has, is he?
No, listen, really, if we're talking about Dick Vitale, one time we did, we called his dad. And we had his dad on the line, and we called Dick Vitale, and we said, hey, we got your dad on the line. And Dick Vitale, really guilted us out and said, started screaming at us. Remember?
Hey, come on, baby. Now, come on now. Yeah, don't bother him, baby. Leave him alone, you know. And we were just having a very pleasant conversation with him. And
yeah,
really,
his dad was
a
nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Well, maybe we can get Dick on Friday night if you guys got time, or else...
Yeah, sure. He'll want to do that right before the rehearsal dinner.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, right before the rehearsal dinner. Dick would take time. But look, there's another guy who has now volunteered for Friday. He says he's been in on probation way too long, a guy named Jim Gray.
Jim Gray, I knew that was coming.
I'd love to have Jim Gray back on the show on Friday.
Okay, you know why? Because it'll be game 6 there in Indiana.
Yeah, listen, I got another question for you.
Yeah.
Does your wife, Mouse, does she like Dick?
She could answer that. She's sitting right here with curlers in her hair.
Well, ask her. I mean, okay, just, you can answer. You can answer for her.
Okay. Do you like dick? Yeah, she asked if it's Vitel, not the other thing. Yeah.
Hey, Mouse got it finally. All right.
She did. She got it in the background. She
all right.
Said yes.
All right, Rudy.
I don't know which one she said yes to. Yeah.
Rudy, game tonight.
Yeah.
The game tonight, they'll get a huge number, right? Because who's not... I said earlier, I am so queer for this game tonight. I'm so ready. I'm so jacked up.
Right.
The Bulls are going to squash them. And even if the Bulls don't squash it, it'll be great. Are they going to... I read in your column today that the ratings are... Oh, just a little bit better than last year?
Well, yeah, but remember, those are against the Chicago Bulls. Anytime the Bulls play, and last year at this stage it was against Miami, but, I mean, they get a huge rating. To get an 11, figure this out, I mean, they're beating the NHL by five or six times, and this is getting better than, let's say, the baseball league championship series gets at this stage. So, I mean, that's how big the NBA is right now with Michael Jordan and the Bulls. But, yeah, this will get a big number tonight.
Yeah, good. I'm psyched for that. And what about, you know, Mike's all excited queer for the Capitals.
Yeah, I got the bug. I'm on the bandwagon again, Rudy.
Here's a question. Is anybody watching the hockey? It's on ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody watch that?
Well, they get during this stage of the playoffs, they're getting about a 3 rating in cable, which is about a 2 rating on, let's say, a network television. But that's good for them. I mean, that's the fact is we have about 5 times or more people who follow NBA than follow the NHL. And of course, the NHL this year has been hurt by 2 or 3 factors. You know, one of them, they made a mistake stopping play during the Olympics. And people they fell out of following the NHL after the Olympics, after the NHL thought they'd get a big bump up. Then you got all these major market teams like the New York teams, LA, Chicago, either not making the NHL playoffs or out in the first round.
Will it be big if Detroit gets to the final again? Will that be the best situation for the ratings?
Well, it's better for the NHL if Detroit gets to the final, but it's still not important. It's still, I mean, the Red Wings, I mean, you got Fedorov, that's what you got.
Right.
And they did a 1.8 rating this past weekend when you had a New York Philly, let's say a year ago, did over a 3. So that's how much difference there is in the hockey ratings this year.
All right, Rupert, give us something we wouldn't have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports.
Okay, Don, how about this one?
How about this?
Paul Westphal, remember him?
What, is he going to be the coach of the Sonics?
Leading candidate for the Seattle Supersonics.
All right, thanks. That's only been written in every newspaper in America.
I hadn't seen it yet.
That's right. Thanks for the comments about Dick.
Okay.
You ever kiss Dick?
No.
No, okay.
No, I mean, but...
You ever thought? You ever thought about kissing Dick?
You held hands? You held hands with who?
I felt like kissing the top of his head.
Okay,
you finally getting it.
Okay, all right.
I think he's better late than never.
I don't think he's getting it still.
I don't know.
I think he's still answering honestly.
Mouse clued him in.
Yeah.
You know, now that tomorrow we're going to be able to make a great tape about how much Rudy Marzky loves Dick. Right?
No. You know, we're just dirty birdies, Rudy.
Yeah, okay.
I love you, Rudy. I'll see you.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah,
bye-bye.
You know, I was going to ask him about that whole thing last week with his son, but I thought, you know, we'd blow that beautiful karma that we had going with him.
Absolutely. It was going very well today.
Tell him about Dick.
Mouse obviously listening in the back room there.
I like Dick Vitale. Thank you. Well, tomorrow. That's your homework assignment, guys, all right? Tomorrow. I want a nice fake commercial.
Done and done.
Rudy Marzky comes out of the closet.
Out of the closet, starring Rudy Marzky.
Thank you, Rupert, and we'll be right back. Sorry, we're out of time.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.